Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are. Here we are. Here's for the people.
Egyptian mummies on a flag or a moon, and can't find food for the starving tummies. Pay no mind to the youth, cause it's not like the future depends on it. But there's the animals in the zoo, cause the chimpanzee them a make big money. This is how the media pillages on TV, the picture is savages and villages, and the scientists still can't explain the pyramids. Evangelists making a living on the videos of ribs of the little kids, stereotyping the image of the images, and this is what the image is. You buy a khaki pants and all of a sudden you are still a Indiana Jones. And I keep all the gold and keep all the scrolls and even the bird bones. Some of the worst paparazzis I've ever seen and I've ever known. Put the words on this place that the world can see, and that's all I will ever show. So the ones in the west will never move east and feel like we'll be at home. Get tricked by the beast, but the way them a go flee when the monster is fully grown. Salamonic line is where them two can defeat and them could I never clone. A spiritual DNA that prints in my soul and I will forever own, Lord.
Yeah. Savali. That's patience. What the old folks told me. Can you get with that? Discovering the world before this world. A world buried in time. Uncovered with rhymes. It's no realer.
We born not knowing, are we born knowing all? We growing wiser, are we just growing tall? Can you read thoughts? Can you read palms? Can you predict the future? Can you see storms coming? The earth was flat, if you went too far, you would fall off. Now the earth is round, if the shape changed again, everybody would have thought lost. The average man can't prove of most of the things that he chooses to speak of. And still run research and find out the root of the truth that you seek of. God has teaching universities and claim that they're smart and cunning. Tell them find a cure when we sneeze and that's when their nose stop running. And the rich get pushed up when we get cut. Wanna heal them broken bones in the bush with the wet mud. Can they read signs? Can they read stars? Can they make peace? Can they fight war? Can they milk cows? Even though you drive cars, can you survive against all odds now?
It's crazy. When you feed people the truth, you don't know how they're gonna react. You're scared of wrongdoers, people that's just ignorant. You're scared of the truth. For now, who wrote the Bible? Who wrote the Quran? And was it a lightning storm that gave birth to the earth and then dinosaurs were born? Who made up words? Who made up numbers? And what kind of spell is mankind under? Everything on the planet we preserve and can it. Microwave it and try it, no matter what, we'll survive it. What's you? What's man? What's human? Anything along the land we consuming. Eating, deleting, ruining. Trying to get paid for what? Gotta have land, gotta have acres. So I can sit back like Jack Nicholson, watch niggas play the game like the Lakers. In a world full of 52 fakers, gypsies, seances, mystical prayers. You superstitious, throw soul over your shoulders, make a wish for the day, cuz like somebody got a doll of me. Sticking needles in my artery, but I can't feel it. Sometimes like part of me, but I got a real big spirit. I'm fearless,
Don't you try to grab hold of my soul. It's like a military soldier, 10, 7 years old. I held real dead bodies in my arms, felt their body turn cold. Oh, why are we born in the first place if this is how we gotta go? Dang.
Welcome to the dry bone. Oh yes, gotta be patient, family. He said, "Welcome, I'm your host, Dry Bones. This is another episode of the Helios Biblios Hour, the Book of the Sun. Let me let you know, we ain't gonna be playing with you this morning. It's gonna get hot from the very beginning, and by the time this program is over, we hope your molecules are hitting back so fast, cause a friction fire." Causing you to scream, hit me in the protons, baby. Oh man, let's get started. As you know, I want to give special shout outs to Kim Weston, a living iconic legend, was on our program last Sunday, and we just, Mother's Day was a beautiful, beautiful day for us to get the people, the brothers and children, all that you have conceived, let there be light. Hopefully knowledge will be in that light. Let me just say this morning, let me get situated here. Let me get more comfortable, you know, because we got a lot we want to cover. Matter of fact, let me get into my best chair, my drum chair. Let me get the drum chair so I can just get up on y'all. Looking forward to all my family and friends. Looking forward to everybody this year coming out. But guess what? Let's talk. Today's program is, if were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Now, many of you are the elect, and so this goes to you out there. Those of you who are claiming to be the prodigy of the divine spirit, this is so going straight to you. It's saying, it shall be possible. It will deceive the very elect. Now, this morning, we're going to hit on all cylinders, because every generation has had the rise of a false messiah. That's all the Christ means, false messiah figure. Every generation, I'm going to go to the straight, I ain't even going to go, I'm just going to go back 50 years. We don't have Day Divine. We don't have my man, the one and only, Reverend Ike. We don't have our man, Noble Drew Ali. We don't have our man, Marcus Garvey. We don't have our man, Elijah Muhammad. We don't have our man, Master Farag Muhammad. We don't have Malcolm. We don't have Martin. We don't have Yahweh. We don't have Malachi Z. York. We don't have everybody. False prophets shall arise. Ain't that what it says? So let's get this. This is a talk show with facts matters. We just bring them facts to reality that your mind is already in. You know, every generation has had a Messiah figure. Whether they are false, how do you know they're false? Because they did not fulfill their own pathetic or prophetic prophecy. None of them. Not one. And I'm going to give y'all a chance today, you bones across the 10 regions, connect with me if you have one in the era of your mama, your grandmama, that did not pimp the people of America. See, they have already known you would be deceived. Now, I'm going to prove it today with facts, straight up facts. And let's even go further. They would show great signs and wonders. I mean, they'd be able to buy real estate, act like they got food, farms for you and everything, act like they got a shipping magnet compound for you, act like they got all kind of shit for you, because that's part of the prophecy, of the alien prophecy. They shall show great signs and wonders. What kind of signs would the Messiah figure show? Well, if you get a bunch of people to give you a lot of money and you're able to buy $100 million worth of real estate, that's a great sign and wonder. Wouldn't you think so, people? Or better yet, you get everybody to say aloud, I'm black and I'm proud, and then I get the Rainbow Coalition for you, and I'm even more richer. And they would show great signs and wonder. And who would they show? It says, in so much that if were possible. Now, here's where the part where it gives us some beacon of light, if it were possible. That's the part you better worry about today, because the part that is saying, if it were possible, is based off your mindset. You not seeing what is actually going on. So if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Better take a good look at what that means. Now, that's the electric people, the elect, the ELs, all you got L's after any of your names. They say you should be definitely, they even named you. See, that EL for electric is talking to all you who call yourself God. They say it's possible. We can fool them too. It's very easy to do. All we got to do is set up one of our false prophets and false Messiah figure and promise them all kinds of things. Now, how could this be done, everybody? It's called financial assistance. Now, you are under the financial system of the World Economic Forum. No doubt about it. You can fool yourself, get high today, drink it up, but your check is coming from a fund that is dedicated for the energy of your service. And so by this being done to you, so I don't care if you're in music, I don't care if you're in the art, I don't care. It's all, if you're getting money from anything, it's hooked up to a World Economic Forum. You don't even know who the rulers are of the World Economic Forum. All y'all know is one name. We told you the real rulers, paymaster. How about just look up the term paymaster. I'm going to give clues today for those who've been listening. Paymaster is a real term. And these paymasters have said, if, that's a, I mean, that is unbelievable, that word, if it were possible. And who is they shall? Well, you'll find out by the end of this program. But let's even give you more clues to how the Messiah figures have been embedded in David Koresh. For all you white folks, you're going to need a Messiah figure real soon, white folks. Oh, they're coming for you. You didn't think. See, no one could come and hurt you but who? He said, don't touch him. Lee Cain descendants. That's what it said. That's why black folks can't do nothing to you. So you ain't worried about them. You can see you ain't worried about that. I already know why you ain't worried. Because it said, don't touch them. Save them. Because I don't know who that I may be, but you soon shall see what the I is. I will deal with them in the last day. That's where all this kill white folks philosophy is coming from. And it's by white folks. That's the part is going to freak you out. Because they don't have a problem with killing, which is necessary. Ain't that what Cain? Cain didn't have a problem killing his brother. If his brother was supposed to be black like many of you believe he is, then the both brothers were black. Cain killed his black brother, and his black brother was killed by Cain. And ain't that happening today? Many of you pretending like black folks so been deceived that, see, the false political messiahs that you listen to have told you, get rid of the police and all that shit. And you've seen what this has produced. We're going to get all y'all in a few minutes, so get ready. You've seen what this produced. Violence against each other is at an all-time high in all groups. See, they only giving you black, but every group, because I live in the 4th District of America. And let me just let you know, there's been killings from every group phase on this planet. Dominicans, the Haitians, you name it. It just ain't on the news. Or the Cubans. All this is not in the news because the news is the cerebral control of your north, east, west, and south parts of your brain and hemisphere. That's all news means. The acronym of witchcraft. News. Boy, only if you knew. North, east, west, and south is what they control. They just call it the news. But this morning, I felt compelled because I'm like, man, look how people now ain't even paying attention to how they're getting ready to use us like sheep led to the slaughter. So I had to go into a worldwide forum. And luckily, somebody came to the rescue. I'm going to have a special guest as soon as I get the cue because they are from Morocco and now in France and now in the United States. It's a three-part program going to be because, see, you don't know what's going on. In other parts of the world. Other parts of the world are already locked down, America, home of the Emirs, Okaba. See, it's already locked down. They're just waiting. Now, the white people listening today, let it be known you've been warned. We warned you almost, what, 8-10 years ago. People, I've been wearing this for years. I'm in my 50. I've been wearing this for almost damn near 28 to 30 years of this shit. Telling y'all and white folks in particular that the day was coming when your own people will come after you. Now, y'all know I gave many literatures out. It's in their own memo. It's not a joke. They said we got to get them. It's necessary for the fulfillment of our plan. And the plan is working so good. See, when you see a person talking all this crap and about they going to do this and they going to do that, if they ain't did shit in their zip code, just let them go. Don't worry about it. See, it's all about the zip code, Tilsey. Zip code. Now, we're going to get into the money game this morning. We're going to get into everything we can because they have done so much in the past. All we got to do is watch 1 week. We told you on last week's Mother's Day that Israel was preparing for the 333. They prepared. Somebody prepared. As soon as Trump left office, I told you Trump was the memorial blowing of the trumpet. I know you don't know the crap, obviously. You don't forgot what you learned, obviously. He was the memorial blowing of trumpets for what? 4 foundational years. Hey, ain't that 4, man? Ain't that 4 supposed to be? I just told you, north, east, south, west. And then the 4th tribe is supposed to be Judah, all this stuff. Hey, it's all witch symbolism by something you have no idea that is coming. If you think they going to just let us get away in thinking we can just do whatever we want now because, you know, they were linked to CDC, Center of Disease Control. Ain't that something? Now, you the disease. They under control. See, you don't know you are the disease. We put myself in the equation, you know, because I ain't that bright. We, people say, why you say we all the time? Because we is in the equation. So this morning, sit back, smoke up, drink up, eat up, and do what you must do to keep yourself listening to this program, because once it starts, it's not going to stop. Let me give it to you straight up like Chaser. This is coming from each individual I'm bringing on this morning to talk and quote. I'm going to show you how the generation before us was totally deceived. Much as we love them, and we do, totally deceived. See, you think that black folks were millionaires and stuff. I said, why don't you go look up your state and find out who was the first millionaire? When you look at the dates, lynching was going on when that was happening. When these millionaires were produced, the first ones were produced in America, lynching was unbelievable. Yet, these people had newspapers, shipping lanes, land lanes, all being taken out today, ain't they? See, I'm going somewhere today because I want you to see that you, if it were possible, and it's going to be Mission Impossible this morning, they shall see the very elect. Let's get this show started. Let's start with this quote. Yet the individuals is handicapped by coming face to face with a communist conspiracy so monstrous it cannot be believed to exist. The American mind simply has not come to the realization of an evil which has been introduced into our midst. It rejects even the assumption that human creatures could espouse a philosophy which could most ultimately destroy all that is good and decent. Unquote. J. Edgar Hoover. In the Masonic Elks magazine of 1956. We're about to get started because they've been playing the cloak and dagger game for a long time. And they told you for a long time that we are going to diabolically put something in your midst that you would never, ever come to grips with. And I said, wow, that is pretty deep. Now, you don't hear Marcus Garvey. You don't hear man. See, you need to hear the people who are going to actually put it into play because, see, when they put it out there for you and you still ignore it, then you have brought your own condemnation against yourself. You can't talk against nobody. When somebody gives you jewels, just like Nas said, you become automatically hated by some. Why is that? Because ignorance is the number one disease on the planet. They know ignorance is a disease. That means your mind cannot function to the philosophy or understanding of comprehension of all events that you partake in your daily life. That means you are ignorant to all that surrounds you. If you don't know how you get your food, if you don't know that your gas could be shut off, if you don't know, see, and we're going to prove to you today, what a great psyop. I'm going to have to give them, that was unbelievable. Had us all panicking down here in South Florida. Great job, guys. Let me just give you a clue of what's going to take place from somebody who told you. See, white folks, this plan, hope you're listening, this plan was meant for you. They had programmed this plan for over 100 years. It came to fruition in the early 1900s. And why is we not told about this? Because you only have a small window before the possibility that you will be deceived.
Together, those two minority groups, properly maneuvered, could be used to create exactly the kind of strife in America the Illuminati would need to accomplish their objective. Thus, at the same time that Schiff and his co-conspirators were laying their plans for the entrapment of our money system, they were also perfecting plans to hit the unsuspecting American people with an explosive and terrifying racial upheaval that would tear the people into hate fractions and create chaos throughout the nation, especially on all college and university campuses, all protected by Earl Warren decisions and our so-called leaders in Washington. Of course, perfecting those plans required time and infinitely patient organizing. Now, to remove all doubts, I'll take a few moments to give you documentary proof of this racial strife plot. First of all, they had to create leaderships and organizations to draw in millions of dupes, both Jewish and Negroes, who would do the demonstrating and commit the rioting, looting, and lawlessness. So in 1909, Schiff, the Laymans, and other conspirators organized and set up the National Association for the Advancement of the Colored People, known as the NAACP. The presidents, directors, and legal counsels of the NAACP were always white men, Jews appointed by Schiff. And this is the case to this very day. Then, in 1913, the Schiff Group organized the Anti-Defamation League of the B'nai B'rith, commonly known as the ADL, to serve as the Gestapo and hatchet man outfit for the entire Great Conspiracy. Today, this sinister ADL maintains over 2,000 agencies in all parts of the country, and they advise and completely control every action of the NAACP, core of the Urban League, of all the other so-called Negro civil rights organizations throughout the nation, including such leaders as Martin Lucifer King, Stokely Carmichael, Bayard Rustin, and others of that ilk. In addition, the ADL acquired absolute control of the advertising budgets of many department stores, hotel chains, and TV and radio industrialist sponsors, also advertising agencies, in order to control practically all the mass communications media and force every loyal newspaper to slant and falsify the news, and to further incite and at the same time create sympathy for the lawlessness and violence of the Negro mobs. Here is documentary proof of the beginning of their deliberate plot to foment the Negroes into all their lawlessness. Around 1910, one Israel Zangwill wrote a play entitled The Melting Pot. It was sheer propaganda to incite the Negroes and Jews, because the play purportedly visualized how the American people were discriminating against and persecuting Jews and Negroes. At that time, nobody seemed to realize that it was a propaganda play. It was that cleverly written. The propaganda was well wrapped up in the truly great entertainment in the play, and it was a big Broadway hit. Now, in those years, the legendary Diamond Jim Brady used to throw a banquet at the famous Delmonico restaurant in New York after the opening performance of a popular play. He threw such a party for the cast of The Melting Pot, its author, producer, and chosen Broadway celebrities. By then, I already made a personal mark on the Broadway theater and was invited to that party. There I met George Bernard Shaw and a Jewish writer named Israel Cohen. Zangwill, Shaw, and Cohen were the triumvirate who created the Fabian Society in England and had worked closely with a Frankfurt Jew named Mordecai, who had changed his name to Karl Marx. But remember, at that time, both Marxism and communism were just emerging, and nobody paid much attention to either, and nobody suspected the propaganda in the writings of those three really brilliant writers. At that banquet, Israel Cohen told me he was then engaged in writing a book which was to be a follow-up on Zangwill's The Melting Pot. The title of his book was to be A Racial Program for the 20th Century. At that time, I was completely absorbed by my work as a playwright, and significant as that title was, its real objective never dawned on me, nor was I interested in reading the book. But it suddenly hit me with the force of a hydrogen bomb when I received a newspaper clipping of an item published by the Washington, D.C. Evening Star in May 1957. That item was a verbatim reprint of the following excerpt in Israel Cohen's book, A Racial Program for the 20th Century. And it reads, as I quote, "We must realize that our party's most powerful weapon is racial tension. By propounding into the consciousness of the dark races that for centuries they have been oppressed by the whites, we can mold them to the program of the Communist Party. In America, we will aim for subtle victory. While inflaming the Negro minority against the whites, we will instill in the whites a guilt complex for their exploitation of the Negroes. We will aid the Negroes to rise to prominence in every walk of life, in the professions and in the world of sports and entertainment. With this prestige, the Negro will be able to intermarry with the whites and begin a process which will deliver America to our cause." That same excerpt was entered into the congressional record of June 7, 1957 by Representative Thomas G. Abernathy. Thus, the authenticity of that passage in Cohen's book was fully established. But the one question that remained in my mind was whether it represented the official policy or plot of the Communist Party or just a personal expression of Cohen himself. Hence, I sought more proof, and I found it. In an official pamphlet published in 1935 by the New York Communist Party's official Workers Library Publishers, that pamphlet was entitled The Negroes in the Soviet America. It urged the Negroes to rise up, form a Soviet state in the South, and apply for admission to the Soviet Union. It contained a firm pledge that the revolt would be supported by all American Reds and all so-called liberals. On page 38, it promised that a Soviet government would confer greater benefits to Negroes than to whites. And again, this official communist pamphlet pledged that, I quote, "Any act of discrimination or prejudice against a Negro will become a crime under the revolutionary law," unquote. That statement proved that the excerpt in Israel Cohen's book, published in 1913, was an official edict of the Communist Party and directly in line with the Illuminati blueprint for world revolution issued by Weishaupt and later by Albert Pike.
Right there, I'm going to bring y'all in. I'm in Region 4. That's where the Soviet Black Communist State is going to be located, in Atlanta, Georgia. See, that's why all this is happening. That's why you hear Russia always in the news. That's why you hear the terms build back better. Look that one up. That's why you hear the terms, systemic racism. Systemic, these blacks are going under systemic racism, I mean every day. And yet, on the real job, on the real level, I can't get HR to even give me a reason how somebody could be consciously racist here in good old Dade County. Isn't that funny? And yet the two groups you heard, the two groups, NAACP, still running around with a charade, as long as you can kill a black with a white cop to inflame. We don't give a damn about black on black crime. Are you fucking kidding me? Kill as many niggas you want. That's part of the New World Order anyway. We just want to make them mad about white folks. And then those who are so dumb don't know that you was the first to put them in slavery. How dumb can you be? But if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Let's start the program, baby. We about to roll. 585-4-6661-7908. Let's roll.
Oh, shit. Man, look. Okay. June 11th, January 4th. This is the plan, what's going on here in Illinois. Supposedly, the governor and the mayor are going to so-called, lift the restrictions. But at the same time, they still flooding the news here with all this different racial and color paradigms as far as, okay, now Chicago has the first quarterback they drafted, the Bears drafted in 44 years. Just a couple of days ago, now Chicago has the first ever African-American female fire department head, which traditionally the Chicago Fire Department didn't believe in hiring niggas anyway. Then Lakeshore Drive, the mainstay road here from Interstate 41 that goes at Lakefront, now they're talking about renaming it after the first Chicago black settler, Jean-Baptiste DuSable. With all that being said, tying in with the clip you played, all that bullshit is a distraction because still on lockdown, and we're going to be locked down. I don't give a damn what Target, Trader Joe's, and Walmart say about masks. Here, like yesterday, it's business as usual. And even if they do lift those so-called restrictions, people that already said, even the quote-unquote vaccinated people, they still going to wear the mask anyway. So this whole deceiving game, this shit has worked, and it's going to continue to work. Not necessarily on everybody, but the right ones who have been reading and studying, know what the real deal is.
That's why we talking like we are today, because we know we talking to who we know who we targeting. You know who we targeting. So just think about what we just said right there, everybody. They're using the same playbook this man just gave. This was in 1909, everybody. 2009,
the George Floyd killing, all these white on black shootings, this is what's being used. And I'm not saying that reality has not happened. I'm not saying that at all.
No, it's happening.
But as far
it's
as,
happening for a reason.
Now, the timing.
We're not taking the death lightly. We're saying that this is how deep this goes. The death is part of this ritual. The death is part of this whole game that we've been playing for all these thousands of millennia. But I want y'all to just concentrate for what we about to see happening. America, this man said that we would get the NAACP. What group you see in America that's black always and has never been down is the NAACP. This man named, he said, we were all in control of it. This man told you. His name is Myron Fake. Look him up. Real name. In the congressional record, all you so-called fezzes wearing people. It's in the congressional record. How come we couldn't sue on that, everybody? If we so into the what? The law that we claim that was handed down to us. Why couldn't we go to sue if it's in the congressional records? Let me go to 6661. Hot ain't gonna be hot today.
Brother,
we're going straight to hell. What's gonna happen?
Hey brother,
go,
can you hear me? Can you hear
go
me?
Right ahead. I hear you. Go.
Okay. Well, for me, and like I've always said before, it's always been about the isms. The isms is a theory. And if you look at the whole thing, the Hegelian ism is that every time something has been done in this since we've ever been born, and you see people comment on it, there was always the ADL will make a statement, and then you see all these major players, they backwalk their talk and then they talk, they apologize. Like, you're apologizing to some major figure. Well, like what I said about the ism is that if you look at all what the brother talked about in his thing from 1909, and you look at everything, the Communist Party, the Black Power movement with the Panthers, you look at what's going up to until today, that theory still holds true. And see, that was the divide and conquer, even though the main goal is supreme control and the lockdown. And see, we're experiencing this now. And like we've always said, we're the last with the weapons. And like everybody else has said, they're coming for the weapons. So what we're seeing right now is, like the brother just said, even though we don't have restrictions, we just found out our mayor down here in South Florida, she lifted the restriction that was placed on the last mayor with mandated masks. Now, for those who didn't want to wear the mask anyway, that's good for me because I'm not going to wear the mask anyway. But then the question is going to come about, are you vaccinated? But for one, do it, you know, according to the HIPAA laws, ain't none of your business. So don't worry about me. But like the brother said, the ones who even got vaccinated, they're still wearing their mask. That's the psychological game. And I've spoken to someone on my job, a coworker, but I'm you fully vaccinated? Yeah. And she say, yeah, I'm fully vaccinated. Well, you shouldn't have nothing to be with. Oh, those people that not wearing masks. Well, don't worry about them. You vaccinated, right? You should be good. Don't worry about me. Oh, I love. No, don't love me in a different aspect. But if I don't want to wear the mask or whatever, I don't have to wear the mask. And I'm not going to wear the mask. And you're not going to question me.
I'm going to say this. What you just said, you already know. You read the clip. I just want y'all to know, the next phase is to separate those, because we don't have this discussion with people. I'm going to let you go back again. I got 9927 next. You're coming in next. The next phase is the vaccinated and non-vaccinated, because they are going to be...
It's already happening.
Yeah, it's already happening. It's happening here. It's happening here in South Florida. See, the vaccinated, now they're telling you... Now, here's where it's going to get deep. I told you, and I'm going to let you go back, finish up, brother. The Caduceus Cult, Dr. Blair warned you. I'm going to give credit to everybody who warned us. Dr. Blair warned you, told you, the medical society is going to use it. So they now saying, take your, so what? How are we going to make a differentiation of who and what? That's going to be the key to the third wave here in America. We got somebody coming on later on who's telling you what's going on in the world. From Morocco, all you Moors who never been to Morocco, talk about the friendship of peace. We're going to have somebody on there going to kick it real hard because they live there and in France. Go ahead, brother. Finish up. We'll give you 2 more minutes, and I'm going to go to the next call. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, after all that, you know, like you said, the divide and conquer. The next phase is finding out who is vaccinated and who's not. See, because when the sister talk about nanobites and nanochip, they're going to be scanning the body, and the body is going to pick up those nanobites and nanochips and everything else that they put in there. So they're going to know eventually, either by a federal mandate, that's going to be the next fight between the federal and the states. Now, I was going to say, this is going to come into a Civil War 5.0 with the one what Albert Pike talked about in World War III, because now – You know, the ones who want everybody else to get vaccinated because they get vaccinated, or be able to go into these sports entities or movement, or just go and get something to eat. So we're going to relive that World War III, that where Albert Pike, he's back there smiling, just a matter. We're coming for the weapons. And this is, those who are locked down, you are going to be looking for free states like Florida, Texas, South Carolina, those ones who are pushing back on all this free dollar, free monopoly money. And, you know, Bitcoin, we say Bitcoin, but we've seen Bitcoin could be hijacked. So what are you going to do with your commodity? So it's all coming back.
Now, hold on.
You got to be ready.
Stay with me. Now, those of you listening, I know y'all Bible people. I'm going to get y'all quick. I got you coming in 9927 right after I say this. All you Bible people who don't know this is an alien economic mining illustration book, I'm going to give you these scriptures and you tell me what is the number one commodity on the planet Earth. Genesis 13:2, Samuel 8:11, 1 Kings 27, Ezra 8:30, Psalms 119:72, Proverbs 16:16. Then come back to me and tell me what is the number one commodity on the planet Earth given to you by the alien book. 9926, 9927, you on air?
I would say gold and silver.
Oh, thank you, baby. Keep it going. Keep it going. That's what all those scriptures say.
Like
the only commodity on the planet.
The Anaki,
yeah.
Is still
yeah.
going.
That's why they're on TV telling their people
they
on every show.
Fall.
Let you go. Every
no
show.
Fallen
you
angels.
Get...
They're not fallen angels, y'all. All the motherfuckers did was land. So Enoch thought something was falling from the sky and thought it was God and all of this. Because if you see somebody, let's think. If somebody's coming to your planet that you've never seen before, comes down on a ship and comes out and they got these powers, they can disintegrate you and all of this shit, then you bow down and you automatically say God. Come on now. Come on. Stop playing with your mind like that. These motherfuckers landed to invade. They are the planet destroyers. They came here to mine the planet until it fucking dries. They came here to imprison people, which they have. They mentally imprisoned you. They lied about everything. They got you to fight against yourselves. They got you to kill each other. They got you to hate. They got you to hate your planet. They got you to hate your color. They got you to hate every fucking thing on this planet. How else is they going to invade? I think it's genius. You get these motherfuckers up here killing each other. Black, boom, God, I hate you. Oh, you fucking this. Oh, I hate you. I'm going to kill you. Oh, yeah. Oh, I make you sick and crazy and just mentally deformed. And you didn't forgot how to live. You didn't forgot how to take care of it. You didn't forgot everything. You didn't forgot that you was an infinite fucking being. You didn't forgot this is your planet, so you the God of the planet. You didn't forgot because an invasion will make you forget because you become what? A prisoner of war. So we've always been prisoners of war. So basically, we take this prisoner, we make this prisoner better than this prisoner. Then this prisoner thinks they're getting more. So this prisoner's got money. Now we make money, make you think, oh, they're billionaires. So we done made billionaires and trillionaires and all this bullshit over some fake-ass fucking money that we done created into a currency because they created it, so we accepted it because we're still what? Prisoners of fucking war. Children, generations being born, dumbed down, and everything don't love you. They don't care about you. It's all about commodity. It's all about their wealth, their property, your property. You got to get tagged. You got to get muzzled, like in a zoo. You got to get tagged. You got to get muzzled. Yeah, now you get the muzzle released. Oh, the zoo now is going to let you release the muzzle because now they got you contained. Okay, we got you contained. We got you chipped. Now we can track you, and anytime we want to ship your fucking ass off to another fucking planet that we didn't fucking took over to feed them motherfuckers, we can. So that's how it is because you're a delicacy. So, yeah, this shit is real. It was never a sci-fi. Never was. It was always sci-fi. Never was
like
a sci-fi. Always sci-fi.
Are we a delicacy? Hold on. Stop. I got to stop. I'm going to let you keep going, but I got to stop. A delicacy. That is something. Now, so what's the delicacy? Adrenochrome?
Yes, it could be adrenochrome, or it could just be you, your body parts internally. Oh, yeah, a tasty heart, a tasty organ, liver. Come on. What makes you think you're not food?
Wow. Now I want y'all to know something. Now, hold on. See, because I know when we talk like this, cause I thought we were going to get hot from the beginning. Let's stay hot, y'all. We got to get hot. Take what you just said. I'm going to show you with facts, everybody, with facts, what she just said.
And we don't know what the Anaki likes to eat.
Hold on. I'm talking to people who are listening because we get a lot of people listening. When you got people calling in who coming from other countries want to come on, unilateral approach to global, the world. What she just said is what this man just told everybody at a meeting with the elite. Klaus Schwab is the face. Look up Klaus Schwab. Did you see his outfit he wearing for the high priest? You see his high priest?
And get his book. He has a book. The COVID-19, the Great Reset.
Yes. Yes. Who makes a book? Time. Y'all both stay with me. Stay with me. I'm gonna everybody come back. Who makes a book? Who makes a book called the COVID-19, the Great Reset? Now I'm gonna give you a quote.
Hey, so hey, y'all. Reading. But the thing is, the book ain't no good if you
all
don't read
planned.
It.
All planned.
thank you. The book ain't no good. But hold on. Let me get the quote. Y'all can jump back in. Here's the quote. Here's the quote. Klaus Schwab. This is what he said. Not me saying it. This is the World Economic Forum leader. The one I told you is the face. He ain't the leader. He the face of what's ruling. Who looks? Look what this says in a magazine of Europe. Not America. Europe says this. Because America is pure involved with this. Who looks an awful lot like the aged Heinrich Himmler. They say he might be Heinrich Himmler. This is not me saying it. This is the Nazi from Germany. Now listen what they say, because I'm just white people, I feel for you about to be wiped out. I'm telling you, y'all white people, listen to me carefully. Listen to me carefully. You can hate the niggas all you want. But they just told you in your own science magazine that a Homo sapien ape came out of Africa, and guess what? Now, we ain't going to even go into that. That's going to be at the 12 o'clock hour. See, now, white folks, listen one more time before I get... White folks, listen carefully. When Europe puts that microchip in you, we know America is next. And y'all better listen careful. Now, look what this man said, and I'm going to get y'all back in. The man, they said he looked like... I mean, he might have the cells. He might be Heinrich Himmler of the SS. He says, quote, humans who refuse to go along with the plan are a threat to everyone else. He UK'd the Prime Minister Boris Johnson, French President Emmanuel Macron, and of course, I'm going to say this the way you may not so unless you look it up, the daughter of Adolf Hitler, Angela Merkel. They got the cells and many other. And all agree. Now, Biden, I'm going to tell you, you don't know what you got. Biden gave you this communist Build Back Better. Better go look up those Masonic witchcraft words that they put in communism. Now, me saying this is what they told me. And they said, here's Detroit. Detroit, they're about to kill all of you. I know you don't believe me because you didn't watch Three the Hard Way, obviously. Because wasn't Flint, Michigan part of the killing machine that 333, the hard way, a biological weapon in water? Ain't that what Jim Brown, Jim Kelly, Fred Williamson tried to defend against a neo-Nazi crew? They all told you that white supremacy is the number one killer of America. This is what they telling you, because you wouldn't even know until they put it. And why would the Nazis? But it's called the, brother, you said it, the Jim dialect. They gave you your own synoptic view. We hate whiteys, but we're going to create a white group that will do what we say. Kill themselves for us, because they clone. Kill themselves and do everything we say, because that's what we're going to do. And then you hit the blacks, who are cloned with DNA of different groups. Malcolm X, remember, Phil Valentine was on our show many times. He claimed that Malcolm X is... Who daddy? Barack Obama's daddy? Is, you know, this is interesting shit. Because now...
Right. I saw that too many times.
Yeah. Him, but
makes you think.
Think about it.
Merkel is the daughter of Hitler, one of his children, or relations? Merkel?
Angela Merkel. Look her up. We did
Merkel.
A show about this. Angela Merkel.
That's right. Merkel.
Reported to be... In DNA of Ada, because everybody don't
said.
Understand why they call the boys from
That's
Brazil.
What
Look where Brazil is at. Brazil now is under COVID-19. Ain't that what? See, the reset at different countries, because you bait, I'm going to tell everybody.
And look,
right,
India,
folks?
India is so desperate for money. They
India ain't desperate. India ain't desperate. The richest people in India are doing medical doctoring on your ass here in America.
Well, I know they're here, but why
especially at the VA.
So that means they're part of the agenda too.
That's why. Hold on. That's why the show is called If It Were Possible, it would deceive the very elect. That means for everybody. If because if you don't know, this brother been telling you about the VA. And y'all, hey, brother, don't worry about what they listen or not. These are where the major scientists, CDC, Atlanta, Georgia. Niggas working all in the CDC. Are they really with you or are they not with you? How come the dude from the CDC got killed? The dude from the CDC got killed in Georgia. Because what did Myron Fagan tell everybody just now? Myron Fagan said that they're going to control all media. Now, when Trump had 4 years to tell you, it's called the Masonic Memorial Blowing of the Trumpets. That's all I'm going to say. 84853, you on the air.
And they kicked his ass. They kicked him off of social media.
Yeah.
I don't know how y'all, greedy family, I don't know how y'all going to accept this, but the word Aryan is a Hindustan word. So
that's right.
There's a possibility.
Thank you. We're going there late. Go. Keep going.
Yeah, and another thing is, just like you said, Soylent Green demonstrates the separation of people who didn't have the chip and people who did. It's just so many things, just like what the sister was talking about, Chronicles of Riddick, even the modern Flash Gordon movie, the aliens gave the technology to destroy the world to the Germans. The Germans are the Ashkenazis. There's old towns in Germany where they have Moors or dark-skinned people as statues all throughout parts of Germany, and that's the ancient part of Germany. But the reality is, Hitler said, who's the master race? Who's the true race? Who's the superior race on the planet? The Moscow Nazis are a one-trick pony. Look what Soros is doing. There's so many things that you can look at to demonstrate who's really doing things. Why all of a sudden the war has turned up with them trying to get, you see these things? They're working to subdue the earth, basically, just like what they're saying. But, you know, most people are asleep, and that's exactly why their agenda is working.
Now they're
quoting Bible scriptures and everything, saying, this is predicted in the Bible, and, oh, look at it. And I'm like, yeah, this is a whole thing.
Hold on.
It was already, but those are the events that
if
already
the Bible
took place.
No,
what you're doing is reenacting.
We understand. That's why I want you to go. I'm glad you went there.
No.
Because if this book, see, we've been told to hate the Bible. You just said hate everything. You hate the Bible too. Because the Bible is a beautiful book. I'm going to tell you why.
I'm not hating the Bible. I'm saying
they're reinventing
things from the Bible.
I'm saying that the Bible has always been a book of black.
To create this depopulation, I mean, this is something that they put together. Taking the events reconstructing them to create this depopulation.
Right. We understand it. I'm saying that if you understand that in the Bible, remember, all of us came to the Bible. The Bible is the one book that the alien, whatever y'all want to call them in your own subconscious mind, whatever it is, I don't care if you call him Jesus. You can call him whatever you want. But the only thing that you understand about this thing is some reason he got to come back to redeem a population that is all fucked up, plain and simple. Now, right there should be...
Can I say one more thing, Dry Bones?
Go right ahead.
I like what you're saying, and it is demonstrated that way, because just like, you know, what I had spoke to a second ago, they are a one-trick pony. If somebody writes a script, honor thy mother and father, thy way thy days will be long on the earth. Just look at that term right there, right? Okay. Your great-great-great-great-grandfather put a script down on how to take over the world, basically, like Pinky in the Brain. What are we going to do today, Pinky? Take over the world. Little, smart, fathead dude look like a damn Ashkenazi anyway. If somebody put a script down, just like the Rothschilds sent their children throughout the world, and became all of the banksters. So if you control the money, you control the power. You follow that same script. The only thing that twisted that script was Trump. If it wasn't for Trump, you know, martial law and all of that shit would have been in effect already. Every time there was an election, they put out a damn virus so that people would accept the last one. And just like what you said about three the hard way, they had this agenda for years. They just finally got a chance to implement it because, you know, Android Biden is in office.
Now, hold on. Let's go there. So, hold on. I've got you 7-4, 7-2. I'm bringing you in next. All you say, don't. I'm not muting nobody, but mute yourself. Y'all jump in. I'm gonna get everybody back in here because I can't do without y'all. Let me ask you this.
And going back what the brother said about the elections and everything, them getting Trump out of office, they're still doing audits in those states that Trump supposedly had lost, and it's coming out that he won them and Biden didn't them. But the people, the Supreme Courts and all these politicians are suppressing the information.
Now, did you
look what's going on in Arizona? Nobody's talking about that.
Nobody talks about it because the dude told you. See, here's the thing. There's no way you could escape what you have been taught if it's a lie or not, because even we just put something on. This man is in 1909. Myron Fagan is dead, everybody. He came out. The congressional records are there. Why ain't Sharpton? All y'all niggas who love Sharpton and love Jesse, that means most of our civil rights-minded people. And I love y'all as family members and everything. But when it comes down to the psyche right now, we're going to have a battle like chess. If your psyche cannot tell me why Jesse Jackson, L. Sharpton, and all these niggas that have gotten millions of dollars from white philanthropists, and you ain't got a problem with that, and your poor ass living in these hoods, you got to come to your own grips. That's why I said, if possible, it will deceive. Now, that's going to be on everybody. If is a big word. Now, let me ask y'all this. The man said that they was going to buy up all the media. And what the man said, let's get this narrowed down. I got you coming in 7472. Let's just narrow this down to the discussion. If a person tell you, we're going to destroy the media, we're going to let niggas, he said we're going to let Negroes prominently in sports and entertainment. Is that not happening? We're going to let them have a lot of sex with our white women because they the original hoes anyway. Ain't that happening? And then,
yeah.
I mean, this is unbelievable.
Woo!
And then
hello?
We get somebody, you say hello? India. Let's go to even them. Now, you just said that the Nazis, which is India, Hindu sign, let's be honest. Y'all don't know that the Nazi sign is 360 degrees. You need to fucking get a book and really start reading. If you don't know that by now.
Yeah.
Hello?
If you don't know that by
hello?
Now.
That book the radio?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
I'm just behind the blue tag. Yeah.
Right.
We hello? Can hear you. We can hear you. Can you mute for a minute?
Yo, mute yourself, man. We ask you to mute yourself. Don't have me mute you because it ain't going to bring you back in. I'm being courteous to saying mute yourself when you're talking to people.
Yeah, no,
so everybody can hear.
I was trying to make a comment. I didn't get to make a comment before.
Okay, go ahead. Make a comment.
Yeah, because you're talking about the Messiah. You were using the word Messiah from the Bible, and you're talking about false prophets. It seems like everybody's pretty much focused on the false. Everybody's focused on how this is false and that's false. And I wanted to get an understanding of you. What do you, because normally if you're trying to figure out what's false, you need to have the real blueprint. So I'm trying to figure out what's real.
Right.
Who's the real Messiah? Now, since
you're saying it's a false, obviously you think it's a positive one. I asked you to give me a positive one who ain't pimped us in these generations. Can you give me one first of all?
No. First. I'm asking you, what's the real Messiah? Who is the real Messiah? Are you talking about the real Messiah?
The real Messiah is yourself. You ain't going to save me, and I ain't going to probably be able to save you. So who the real Messiah is to you, then? Hold on. Let me ask you a question so you can see if you really know what you're talking about. If a real Messiah, I can't save you if a flood comes to your neighborhood right now, can I? But you can save yourself in some form of fashion, right? You can find a way to get a boat.
You can find a way to get somebody to help. You're not really answering my question.
Real Messiah. That's where I'm
the
coming from.
The real Messiah is you. You.
We said that. Hold on. Let him talk.
Nobody's going to come down here and save us. We have to save ourselves.
He came on here recently. You just spoke. Let him talk. I want
to
hear what he's going to come.
I mean, we have to
We all said that. We all said that. We all said it's me ourselves. We got you already. I want to hear this.
Now, this is my thing. Right, because you're using the Bible, and that word Messiah, that comes from the Old Testament, and the word really means deliverer, and it's dealing with like people like Samson, people like Joshua, people like Moses, who delivered the children of Israel
from oppression and from bondage during the Old Testament time. And during the New Testament time, there's supposed to be some kind of Messiah. You're using a verse from the book of Matthew. So it's like you're quoting the Bible. So I'm like, do you agree with everything that's in there? Or are you just quoting little pieces out of it? Because it's like a little scramble. It's like a little, wait, hold on, one second. It's like a little scrambled message. You know how you used to have a store cable when you didn't pay for the channel and it was scrambled and you couldn't see? That's what I'm getting from you. It's like your message is a little bit scrambled because I'm not, you're using the Bible, but I'm not, I don't think you believe it.
I got you. I'm scrambling. I'm going to bring it into contextual so you can understand. Now, we're talking about the Bible. Who the God of the Bible before we even go any further? Who the God of the Bible by name?
The God of the Bible?
Who's the God? I'm using the Bible, so since you attack him about the Bible, that's your defense. Who is the God of the Bible before I even go any further?
I'm not attacking. I'm trying to understand.
Come on.
I'm trying to get a clear picture.
It's about facts, brother. I asked you. You heard me use the Bible. I'm sure you have enough knowledge about, since you know the Bible, study to show thyself approved. So since you should be approved already, let me ask you, I'm using the Bible because the Bible talks about Akanaki. Who are the Nephilim? We don't talk about that on a regular term. So I'm bringing out stuff that's never talked about. Now, you tell us, what is the Nephilim and who was the God of the Bible before we could go any further with you? Who is the God of the Bible?
I asked you a question.
Who's the God of the Bible? Google it right now. Who's the God of the Bible so we can get on a contextual mindset? By name.
How are you
going to ask
the question and then answer your own question? Let me ask.
See, this is what you can't answer the question. Now you're mad. Yahweh. I'm not mad at all, bro. Okay.
I'm just trying to find out.
I want you with me because I want people to... There's a lot of people think like you. It's probably about 50 to 65% of blacks who believe in a Jewish Hebraic belief. So that sounds like you fitting that. I'm not saying I do, but to your algorithm.
I don't believe that Bible. I'm just saying you're using the Bible.
Hold on. So we get
this is my thing.
Tell me why you don't believe the Bible. Why you don't believe the Bible?
No, I'm asking you, how would you use a Bible verse and then say that you're the Messiah? That makes no sense. Because the Bible is saying that somebody else is the Messiah.
You caught the show wrong, dude.
Go back to the archives. You're saying that each individual is the Messiah, but you're using the Bible verse.
I'm saying, hold on. You can use it in two ways. Let's do two ways. Because obviously, it's a yin and a yang. I can say know thyself, meaning I can only save myself. But did I say that something ain't greater than myself? You ain't heard me say that. Now, I myself can save myself from something. But somebody who got control of weather, control of weapons that are unbelievable beyond my comprehension, that is what is God. That's called governance, ordinance, department. That means he control all beings. Now, are you telling me because you... Are you able to beat that which can beat you? Let me know. If you can stop cell phones, let me know. Even though you may save yourself from a cell phone attack by accident, but can you really stop our people from dying from cell phone attacks?
I'm listening to you and I'm trying to get a clear message.
Well, you better listen.
I'm trying to get a clear picture because if you're using the Bible. And then you say something else at the same time. It's a terrible message. That's all I'm saying.
All I got to say for you is you need to research some more because the Bible is way more than what you think it is. If I said it's not a Bible,
that
it's an alien.
That book is not that deep.
If it ain't that deep, why are people going through what these people said who use the Bible? People that doing this plan use the Bible. So tell me how this happening so fast. Are you under COVID constrictions? Let me ask you that question. Are you under COVID constrictions? Yes or no?
Yes.
You playing games. See, get off the goddamn phone with me, man. Go on a fucking other show.
You're funny for real. I'm trying to get a clear picture, and you're going to tell me you don't have to be upset. I'm just trying to be real with you.
We on facts. I said, give me facts. You can't answer now. I said, under the COVID constrictions, you stay quiet. How that make me feel? You stay quiet when I ask you a simple question.
You wouldn't do that where you would go around scanning and probing for different questions. I'm trying to ask you questions. You don't want to answer them. You don't want to answer my question, but I'm supposed to answer yours.
I just told you.
I'm asking you questions. You the host. You're the host of the show. I'm asking you questions. I want to hear where you're coming from. I want to know who you are, where you're coming from, and what's your message. I want to know what you're about. I want to know what you're about. I want to know more about you. You're the host. So I'm the one who should be able to ask the question. How are you going to try to turn around and try to ask me questions and then tell me that I'm not qualified to listen to you? I'm not qualified to listen to you because I can't answer those questions.
I ask you
You're
a question.
The host.
I answer. If I'm a host, then why are you on the line?
You're the host. I'm trying to find out where you're coming from.
Hey, y'all, we don't have a whole lot of time.
It's after 10 o'clock now. It's 5 minutes after 10 suture time. Can we keep it going?
Hold on. I'm glad, but y'all got to listen to what's going on now.
But what I'm saying is very relevant, though. If you're going to listen to somebody who's putting out information, and if he's putting out information and it's awkward information, then it needs to be known.
Okay,
you're the host.
I should be able to ask you questions.
And when you get stopped up, when you get stopped up with the questions that I ask you, you get mad.
Now
you're going to
mute because you're going to listen. Now, bro, you ain't going to come on and talk on the show crazy now. I'll ask you a question, answer questions like the rest of them. Now, when I find where you are, which I'm coming up on close, because you're off the air, so I know you're there. All right, everybody listen carefully. I don't have a problem with people like that. That's beautiful. You know why I say that? Because how many people is like that in the barbershop? How many people like that on your job? Never, they want to attack you. He's an attacker, just like the man say. We will put spies. Now, he's been listening for how many? I heard this voice before. Dude, I'm not here to make you do anything. I just bring the fact that you in your own region have to take accountability of what you do. I'm not, dude, you don't even give me no money to even be trying to, I do this out of love. Nigga, you ain't give a goddamn dime. I ain't seen a PayPal from your goddamn ass ever. So why are you jumping on me and I'm doing something free? Why don't you jump on the niggas that took our people money? But they ain't going to do that.
I'm not jumping on you, brother. I'm not jumping on you. I'm just trying to understand where you're coming from.
Hold on. Ask you some questions. You ain't asked Farrakhan. You ain't asked Farrakhan what he doing for. What area are you in, man? Let me look at your zip code because you talk a lot of shit. What you doing in your area that make me should listen to while you listen to me? If I'm telling you straight
up. This is not about that. You getting too sensitive, bro. It's not about that. I'm asking you questions with information. You putting out
facts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're talking about facts, but you're getting offended because I'm asking you a question that you can't answer. You can't answer the question that I'm asking you, and you're getting offended. You don't need to get offended at that.
I'm just trying to understand
where you're coming from.
This is good dialogue. This is good dialogue because you represent, let's be honest, you represent the barbershops. You represent the people on our job.
You're the one who's extending this. You're the one who's extending this. I'm asking you a simple question, brother.
Did I answer it? Did I answer it? You took a verse
from the Bible. You keep going back from that Bible verse, and I'm trying to understand what is your understanding of that Bible? Like, how do you see the book? Is that a book that you reveal, or is it a book that you denounce? That's all I'm asking.
Is this your first time listening?
Not at all.
Well, then you should know
what I think of you for a while.
You should know already what I think of
a friend of mine gave me. A friend of mine said that you had good information.
Okay, let's go further. You don't understand. Just listen, mute yourself. Let's see if the other people understand. Now, y'all heard him talk. Does he not represent? I'm going to bring all lines in. Does that talk represent a lot what you hear amongst your own? Let me ask that. All y'all listen. Y'all heard a person come on here? I want to know, is that the type of talk y'all hear amongst our own all the time?
Unfortunately, it goes back to the clip you played earlier where the dude was saying basically a civil war is going to be created amongst the people.
Right.
And in the context of y'all conversation, I mean, yeah, it's a microcosm of something that's going on now, but I'm like this. Now, if I can pick up a person's vibe in terms of not agreeing, if they not vibing what I'm saying, I leave it alone. I'll walk away. I don't care if they're a neighbor. Because remember, we talked on the show a few months ago. I got into one of my neighbors because I was outside cutting my grass. And he came up with me asking me why I ain't got a mask on.
Right.
This
brother's saying that about the Bible. Let's go with the – because – I'll use the Bible because that is the one book And y'all all, I got the lines open. Be respectful, though. Please, that's the one book. Y'all jump online. That's the one book most of our people was indoctrinated with, first and foremost. First and foremost. No matter if we was a child or not, our parents brought us into two books. One was the Bible.
You got to understand. People got to understand that the Bible, even though you use the Bible, everything in the Bible is all mixed up. So it's a process that you have to take it apart and put it back together again. Then you have
it's
to
it's like a puzzle.
What's going on today?
And that's what I'm saying.
It's like they keep repeating itself. They keep repeating itself.
I want to get all y'all in the Bible.
But
y'all got to realize I can't hear all y'all.
From this so-called Bible that you have to relate to those books that are separated from the Bible. Now,
people will not agree with everything, and we're not going to accept everything
what other people say. But we need to learn how to respect each other, regardless, we come on the line to talk to one another and understand that, okay, maybe you couldn't answer his question, or maybe his question wasn't clear enough for you to even question.
Can you please hold on for a minute? I said, can we get some clarity today? If the man asked me why I use the Bible, and you know you was taught that the Bible, let's be honest now, you ain't dumb. You know the Bible, you can't take the Bible literally. It's written nine ways. Now, you know this.
Is it my fault that
y'all either forgot or somebody, because most of the people I know, including the Nation of Islam people, have used the Bible and the Quran when you go into the craft. Now, maybe he ain't a craftsman. I don't know what this brother know, but I know that we talk against people who don't know nothing, then come on here or come on wherever.
And relating to what the brother said, you know, he's basically trying to understand a little bit more on deep level. He is researching, and, you know, we got to give him credit. However, we know for the brothers that should have been on the craft, even when you made it to the shrine. And when you got to the shrine and you saw what was before your eyes and they got plucked, and you be like, damn, you got 1, 2, 3, and you finally realize that was the main foundation of the Republic. And then you, and then with the implements of you seeing it on different perspectives as far as a religious point, you know that it, and we use it to kind of mirror the occult. And when you go in deep in fable stories like the three-headed dog, you'd be like, damn, that relate. And it takes you on so many levels.
Right.
And see, this is what I say to the brothers who had that 32nd level, and, you know, we know 33rd is just honorary, but you always got to come down to that mosaic payment, and you could go all around the world and so much information than just the honorary. So you got to come back down to your foundation. You understand? But just trying to understand a little bit more to his experience.
You know, and all y'all listening, I got the lines open, but I'm going to get it, because the brother was kicking. This is stuff I hear in the barbershop. We're going to have great debate. What we have in this home, barbershop, at home, beauty parlor shop, talk. Did y'all know y'all talk to y'all friends all the time like this, and we still friends and love each other. It's not about that. I'm just trying to get y'all to see that this Bible story, he asked me, why is about the Messiah? And y'all all know Jesus Christ does not just represent his ass going up in space. He represents a consciousness of people who actually what they do? Rebel against what? The norm. He didn't ask for a lot of people. So, brother, what I'm telling you is, if you look up these words I'm giving you, it will have context.
They rebelled against the Republic. And we could use that story of Yehuda or Yeshua or whatever as being rebelling against the common state that we're fighting today.
Let's be honest. And sister, you should be on the line. You know how long it took people to believe Yahweh was the name of God. They used to say, you get the fuck out of here, you bullshit. Now they say, even on TV, Yahweh, Yahshua. Now, look what our progress went through just to get somebody to understand that the name was actually Yahweh, Y-H-W-H-U-H-Y-H, whatever you want to say. And you're going to tell me that you should know this by now, too, that you say that the Bible, as much as that Bible has deceived everybody we know, everybody. Did we learn that aliens came out the Bible from Yahweh? Malachi, Ezekiel, York people. Ain't that what that made y'all Bible? Ezekiel said about will and the will. Let's go further. Now, I can't go into the Bible because you can't understand that NASA is in the Bible. Is that my fault that you don't know that NASA is part of the Bible? So because I understand it, you at odds with it or what? Because what you're getting from your regular conversation ain't even on this level, I guarantee you. Because first of all, the brother all y'all did the same thing. I told you Jagger Hoover told you what was coming. He did it at the Elks. What is the Elks to everybody in your region? What's the Elks to y'all? What's the Elks? The Elks Club.
Secret Society.
Well, God damn it. If George Edgar Hoover, who went after Malcolm, everybody, killed the Kennedys, and you telling me he give you tidbits of facts just because I don't say, because I can give you all the evil you go, you want, what good you gonna get if you want to hear only good? That's all you want to hear, bro. All the good, just good. Jagger Hoover said, ain't the facts. So let's go to the global pandemic. I asked y'all, we're gonna get deep now. I told you it's gonna get hot. I'm glad it happened. I'm hot. This gonna make everybody try to think now. Now, if a dude tell you that supposed to be, y'all see the boys from Brazil, y'all heard about cloning. The man say look like Heimer Himmler. They talk about the COVID reset, and you don't think you in it? And because I'm warning you about these are, I'm the bad guy? Why don't you attack the niggas in your local area, your zip code, who got your money that you waiting for, your girlfriend waiting for, your family members waiting for, and about to be cut off? Now you niggas come talk to me then about how, what's the Messiah? What's the Messiah then?
The unemployment.
What's the Messiah then? Hold on. What's the Detroit? Up
the reason.
Detroit.
The reason.
Who the Messiah for Detroit?
The reason I was asking the question like that, this is my thing. Like, if you don't have any objective, like, truth, then everything is just relative. So it's like you're saying good
what's
and evil. That's basic.
What's relative?
So listen to me. If you're talking about good and evil and there's no objective, then it's just relative. If you're talking about good, then that could be good to you and it might be bad to me. So I was
my
just
point.
Trying to see what you
but
saw.
The objective is freedom. The objective is freedom, to free your mind, man.
He don't even know. He don't know what freedom is. He came and asked. I said, brother, are you on
the objective is freedom, so our family won't have to go through that. So our kids and their kids don't have to go through that.
Can I say
one thing? We're trying to wake up the sheep.
Can I say one thing?
But I'm trying to figure out what's the objective.
I heard a brother say something.
So if you're talking about freedom from... Freedom from what? Freedom from what? What is the enemy?
What
is the objective? Like,
tell me what
life,
what
limb, and the pursuit
from?
Of happiness. How
question?
About
brother,
that? Life, limb, and the pursuit of happiness.
I just heard. Freedom from what? Let me hear him answer this question, then I'll go to the next call. What do you think we should be free from in your own mind? Tell me what you think we should be free from.
No. I'm the one that asked the question. I'm asking.
Okay.
I'm trying to get direction. That's why I'm listening to you. That's why I'm listening to your line. I'm trying to get direction.
Okay,
I got you.
You just want to ask the question. You can't answer a question either, but you want to ask us. Freedom. Don't you think
I'm here because I'm looking for direction, bro. I'm looking for direction. I'm seeking just like
you're
everybody
looking for
else.
Direction.
I'm not here.
Okay,
I'm not here
to go east. Just go east. Put in Google, what does the term go east mean? And then you'll be – let me hear the brother who said, can I speak? Go ahead, bro. Let me get you in there. Go ahead.
I was on mute. I apologize. I was talking on mute. Okay, going back to the Bible again because it is important because that book has been plagiarized, yes, manipulated, but it has a lot of ancient books in it even though they omitted a lot of books. But let's just go ahead in the New Testament. I don't know where the verse is, but all you got to put in Google is Abba or Father. When we are alone, you talk to us plainly. But when you're out amongst the multitude, you talk in code. Why is he talking in code? Because just like in those secret societies, those who know the code understand. No. They know his name. They know his voice.
Hey.
Those who are not of the children of so-called Israel or of that society will be in dismay because they don't understand what the hell he's talking about. It's just that simple. If he had love and compassion for everybody, then why didn't he give everybody the information? Just like what he said about the Pharisees. Pharisees was using the law or that book. Damn, can somebody go to mute? Using the law to manipulate and control the multitude, control all the people. Just like when that girl was supposed to have been a harlot and an Ashkenazi, well, even though they weren't there at the time, some people wanted to stone the girl, and he simply said, let him without sin cast the first stone. Everything is right there. It's just that you have to look at it with an open mind. Don't let nobody tell you what nothing says. Read it for yourself and check in with your own soul.
Well, that's why I told the brother, I said study to show that I saw proof, because I never said, listen to me, I said I just give the facts about the situation that is out there that we have to take a heed to. Now, every section got their own remedy. You're not going to have the same remedy in Region 4 if you were in Region 5, because we under a different attack. So whatever
That's true.
I'm just trying to make you clear that you under attack. Now, if you don't listen, I can't do nothing for you. But I'll tell everybody who is going to listen.
Dry bones. Is my mic open?
Yeah, your mic open.
Yeah.
I hear you. Go ahead.
Wow. The Helios Biblios and that Sun book, and looking at what just happened with that book and how we will attack each other and do what we just had done in this program just now shows the power of the word. And this is the thing in which we have to begin to understand is, it's like he said in that clip that you played, this will be used to put one against the other. And we just saw it happen by just saying what was being said, the verses from that book. And if you even look at it, it says in one verse in James 1:8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And what we're looking at is how do we, and the brother asked the question to free yourself, is that when you free your mind, not someone else's mind in you, but you knowing who the creator is within you, then you are free. You're born free. You're made a slave. You choose what slavery you want to become to. It says in Psalms 22:7, the borrower is a slave to, a lender, the borrower a slave. And so when we utilize these words, because we are in ourselves our own truth, and when we understand that oneness of universal self, then your inner verse cannot be attacked by your enemy if you have the power of knowing who you are in your divineness, that you walk in this light as the Sun book. You are that book. And so what we're looking at is that we've had those who have created, because there are many Bibles, as someone has said, and truthfully, the Bible is only like 26,000 years old. We've been on this planet for millions.
That's the point. Now, you made such a great point. Let's slow it down so we can get some clarity, everybody. You're right. The brother said earlier, every book is in there. The Matthew is actually my eye. Once you get to the levels of reading different books other than these baby books, you'll find out the Matthew is my eye. The whole thing is based off some of the Egyptian stuff. So if I'm bad because I learned that, is that what we got going on? We can't. This is how it works with me. Let me ask you.
And Brother Eddie always been teaching us one of the important books in that Bible too is the Book of Numbers.
The Book of Numbers.
Right.
Thank you. Now,
you never stop resurrecting, meaning you never stop learning.
You stop resurrecting. Thank you. Viagra can't resurrect everybody. Let's make that clear. So let's get on the real.
Resurrect means to
uplift people. That's right. You wrong for that now. Viagra is a god. I took a blue pill and I was walking across the water. I walked across the water thanks to the blue pill.
Oh, God. Hey, hold on. We got to go to a break. We got to go to a break, y'all. Thank you.
And it was important.
We're going to go over. Y'all doing such a marvelous job. But I just want to make sure that in context, these are the type of conversations you have in your barbershops, your beauty shops, all your little places, your little forums. It's happening everywhere. So should not be ashamed or afraid that you can have a good time. Brother, welcome on all the time. I ain't got no plan because guess what? I do this out of free of heart. I ain't under no sponsorship. Ain't nobody giving me a platform.
Can you hear me, Drawballs?
I do it out of love. So let me ask you this question. Let me ask all y'all because we got to go to break. Take a minute. I'm going to get everybody back in here.
Can you hear me?
I don't even take y'all off. All I ask y'all to do is mute yourself and come back when you – that ain't how many people let everybody have a good time?
Can you hear me?
I hear you. Go ahead.
All right. That's okay. No, it didn't say whether I was in or not. Okay, I'm
no, you ain't. I haven't taken a soul out. I just asked y'all if you're talking, come in, let other people talk, mute on yourself because you can't hear all y'all at the same time. But if I say stop, I want to get clarity from y'all because remember, our people talk a lot already. Ain't you been in the barbershop all y'all? I mean, y'all don't even go to the barbershop. That's all we do is debate all day long.
Somebody was drag racing at 1 o'clock this morning and crashed the car in my barbershop right down the street from my house. Who does that?
Hey, he must have been a bad customer. Somebody messed up his line. He must look like Stephen A with that big ass line. Oh man. Let me just say this.
Somebody made a bet and lost and didn't want to pay. Well, if I destroy the place, you know they won't ask for that money.
But let me just say this to everybody. Jump on the line. Those you on the internet, jump on the line, 515-605-9343. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to come on and talk because you ain't
Hey, before
never.
You go to break, though, go. Let's. I bring up one of the Marvel movies again, Captain America Civil War. Didn't Avengers fight amongst themselves about the Sokovian Accords? One group, Tony wanted to sign it, which he did. Captain America didn't because it was a matter of being in freedom or being in, letting somebody else put you in check. And it broke up the whole group.
Ooh.
That ain't no accident, bro.
No,
that ain't no accident, man. I appreciate y'all coming on here with that because you know what? Where else can you put it? That's why it's called Drive On Connection. Our thoughts is to be put in connection so we can learn from one another because we can all learn something. Hit it up.
Welcome to O Ye Dry Bones Radio, the show that brings an esoteric, allegoric view of the past, present, and future events in history. Like most other popular talk radio shows, we do focus on hot topic of the day with particular focus on current politics and the economy. Wow, this is our 7th anniversary, so we are trying to make big things happen for our show. So we humbly ask for a donation. So please go to www.drybonesconnection.news to place your donation. Thanks for listening to the radio show who brings you fruits of knowledge regarding our history and the talk show where facts matter. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Join us on air on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. with host Dry Bones and Wednesday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. with host Antoinette by calling 515-605-9343. To listen to our archive of previous shows, go to www.drybonesconnection.news.
All right. We take at drybones7 Cash App. That's how this world's going into a new dimension of mind, thought, and body. And guess what? Like I said before, I'm still going to tell you that alien Bible got the whole story. It gives us clues on how it can be defeated. That's why I put in that assumption, if it were possible. Is it possible? Because you're eating an impossible burger. So it may be impossible. Let's get it going. We back with the cast, everybody on the crew. We got all the four or five regions.
Hey, hey, Dry Bones, but it's funny you mentioned impossible burger. I don't know what's going on in your reach for the grocery stores, but here I've been noticing something. The meat sections in the grocery stores here are steadily getting smaller and smaller and smaller. That ain't no accident either, bro.
Yeah. Well, this is what I'm saying to everybody. I'm getting everybody back in here. I just want y'all to realize that when we bring the people from the past, the program is, if they told us, then what we should be doing is strategize, because they're using the Bible. Y'all should know this. They're using the Bible. The Bible is a Masonic book, everybody. And so is a lot of the Hindu books. The Islamic book is made. All these books that we all claim ain't happening. Why is it okay for Elijah Muhammad to be in the craft and Noble Drew Ali and everybody, but then we don't question their motives of using it? Isn't that strange?
Hey, Dry Bones.
That's strange. Go ahead.
And isn't it strange they killed everybody but Elijah Muhammad, right? If he's the leader, don't you cut the head off the snake, the killer snake?
Well, Elijah Muhammad died of supposedly of medical issues.
I'm just saying throughout the years.
Throughout the years, it's still thriving. And I tell people it's thriving through what I consider by facts, established, well put together a machine that controls these entities that we all been amalgamated with some degree. You all been amalgamated with the Bible. And see, I'm going to give you a scripture that maybe you should look up. Maybe you should look up the book of Enoch, because isn't Enoch, he means Megatron. He goes with a character called Megatron.
Not the wide receiver from the Detroit Lions.
Hey, like I said, let me bring in some more calls. Let me get some more female part. 1-877, you on the air.
Guess you had to fire too quick, Dry Bones.
Yeah, I had to get it off of you.
Go ahead.
Hello,
come on,
everyone.
Hey, sister.
Hey, sister, how you doing? I wanted to comment on that brother earlier about, he said he wants to learn, so and he's afraid to answer some of the questions. I think that the false religion is part of the show is we've all been brainwashed on religion. He believes some strong. I think he has a strong connection to the Bible, and he's in the search mode and not understanding it. There are some nice verses that's in the Bible, positive, but there's a lot of evil in the Bible that we have to address also, and he has to look at that, to the fact that revelation from the Bible can come to pass if you have an author who's actually narrating the Bible, and when things come to fruition, you can say, it's prophecy or whatever. But if we have been around here Earth's been around 400 million years or more, humans millions of years, there's no way possible that a book that's about 2,500 years can define us as a people. So the brother needs to look at the Bible as not being official. It has it's 66 different authors of the Bible. Jesus didn't even write about his own story. So you have to question it as being not as, most people, when I say things like that, it may hurt them because they have been raised to believe that this Bible is the answer to the existence of us, and it's not. So that's what he has to come to grips with. And the Messiah, you have to come to grips with that, was just something that they created from, I believe, the book of Enoch, who has been around for hundreds of thousands of years. And Enoch is the individual who actually wrote the book. So if you want to look at, and you can look at Enoch in the description of the universe, of the stars, of the planets, of the heavens, You know, it's more information than just the Bible. The Bible is a story of the fallen angels who came down here to create their own world within our world to dominate us.
Now, that's the part where everybody gets a little shaky. They came down. Now, when we get to where the part where they came down at, and we want some descriptions, then we get a fucking problem with people mentality able to carry that thought across, because it's been, that's the one thought that's been knocked out. What came down? If we already hear that something came down, had to be even more powerful. If it's teaching you how to be a metallurgist, how to make weapons, how to use sex. Now, this is something that this fallen so-called angel characters was supposed to be done. Now, Enoch, let's make this clear to you. Facts. You don't have to like Enoch. It is older than the Bible. And it comes out of Ethiopia, which I don't understand how that didn't even psych the people over here up. That's kind of strange. But go ahead. Make your point. We'll get some more calls.
Basically, I was just I would just advise him to definitely do more research, be open-minded. The things you've learned from your mom and your dad is probably not accurate. It has been taught, and that's how they control us, because when they get the moms can get poison information and pass it on to the children. So as an adult, we have to break away from what we've been taught from parents and be open-minded and look for facts.
I'm glad you said that, because this is why this program was actually somewhat created, because we had to break. According to this Bible story, which is an allegory, that's why you say allegoric history, means that it has hidden meanings. It's not even a real story if Marvel Comics can use it.
Under the guise of Walt Disney. Walt Disney?
Right. I mean, it's not like I'm saying it's literal. The Bible is not literal, people. It has allegoric, symbolic, metaphoric, poetic, it has, what is that, strategic. That's why it says a man of war and all this stuff, no weapons formed. What do they mean by that, no weapons formed? What kind of forms are they talking about? Magnetic
Codex
weapons now?
What you're talking about is the Codex Vanticus. That's what the book comes from. That's what the oldest version of what they call the biblical book. Is the Codex Vanticus, and that's what
that's
they
Latin,
have in
right?
Rome.
That's
what,
is that Latin?
Right.
Okay. All
right.
Right.
But what
that's,
you're looking at, what we're looking at right now, is epigenetics, because the sister's correct. It's in your DNA. The most used word in the Bible, 28,000 times, 28,900 and something times, is the word "and."
And
is
DNA.
DNA. Because that's where the code is, and that's the code in the book that is in you. You are the book. What you having to do is to read yourself, learning how to read yourself. And this is what Brother Eddie talks about, the numbers, because we work on frequencies. And when we understand that you can read nature and get a PhD.
Now let's be honest. Let's go all the way. According to the book, it states that people came down. Every one of these books, the Bible, the Book of Ayahs, the Islam, the Dogon. Okay, how come we can't really relate with something coming down the way you describe? Because remember, if somebody taught us how to have defarming, all this other stuff, where is the disconnect from that? Because we keep saying that something, because these books deny something was bigger than us on the earth. Now, why is it hard for us to
look at what we call it, Helios Biblios. The sun rays comes down to the earth.
Right.
So how, whatever, the rays of the sun is coming down and we need the energy. What comes down? The planet is sitting in the middle of space, in the middle of space. So there is no down and up in the universe, in our cosmos.
Well, to
the
us,
actuality
now, let's go there. I hope y'all know I came fully loaded. But now you're getting into the flat earth concept. Now, he just said, listen carefully, everybody. Now, this not coming from me. I ain't making this up. All this other stuff. Longitude, latitude, like you just said, equator, North Pole. Why Antarctica ain't never explored is something y'all should think. But this is what they said. It even admitted the father, for example, of this. This is flat. It says the Earth is flat like a pancake or spheric like a globe. It says for ancient times, the concept of supporters, Sumerian, Babylonian, ancient Egyptians, early Hebrews, Greeks believed in a flat earth. This is what it says. Some ancient Greek scientists, as well as church fathers, the Bible story. And for example, Origen, and Elder and St. Aquinas supported the round earth. Now, these are the people that supported the round earth.
Urbitus sounds Magnus. Like we're talking about spheres and cubes and circles.
Now,
a
hold
center
on.
Square.
That's right. Okay. Hold on. These are the people that went for flat earth. It said the flat earth concept, which all y'all claim we for Egyptians and Hebrews, Greeks, believed in flat earth. This come out their own high-level books. 1986. Go look up Stanley Weinberg. It says that the people who went against that was the fathers. Origen, go look up Origen, everybody, Google him. I think he got a hell of a history. And then you got Albertus Magnus, St. Thomas Aquinas, which is a school here that all the football players go to in South Florida. Ain't that right, brother? St. Thomas Aquinas supported the round earth, the late medieval and early times, Roger Bacon, Copernicus, Galileo, Columbus, and Magellan held
they were Jesuits.
Was round. Now, this ain't me
they
making
were Jesuits.
This up. Okay.
They were
this
Jesuits.
Is me not making this up. So maybe something wrong with that. It says, if possible, fool the very elect. So maybe you're right. Maybe
they were Jesuits. You know?
Yeah. That's funny, though. The Egyptians went for flat earth. We told people this. They laughed. Even the Egyptian world, the so-called Egyptian belief system here in America, they won't even talk about this. They won't even talk about it. Why not? Wonder why.
They were Jesuits.
Yeah, I wonder why.
But don't the satellites that we have and all of the technology that we have, isn't that enough to give us an understanding of whether the Earth is flat or round?
Well, who controls the technology? Can you answer that one for me? Who controls it?
The powers that be. I just give you a simple answer.
Okay, the powers that be. Okay, well, I'm going to open it because like hold on. I love y'all.
So
y'all know I had all this ready.
Go ahead.
Keep talking. I'm going to show them who controls.
Okay, so if your overseers decide they want to cover up something from you, they're going to lie to you right in your faces. So therefore, you will never know if the earth is round or flat. Every time they go up into space, which they do not because they're behind a green screen, or they're in their studio floating around with the little wires itched out, so you can't see it because that's the technology of Hollywood that they use every day to create these illusions and these events, okay?
The
art of illusion, period. So in order for us to find out if the world is fat, flat, round, oval, whatever, we will have to leave off the planet, right?
Right. Who? Now, that's the question I want to ask y'all. Thank you, sister, for that one. Well, if somebody is actually getting off the planet to show a map, who was in the sky, everybody? Now, because we bring this to our senses or bring this up in conversation, is that a bad thing? Because I'm thinking, like, we should be asking, like, who took the picture to show this? But we don't, because we are our own worst enemies in so many ways because of the fact that we won't open the mind. Let me ask Detroit. I hope Detroit, you listen.
Or maybe the whole debate about the flat versus the round is just a distraction.
Well, I'm not
saying
it ain't. It's yin and yang. If you want to take it that way, I agree with you on that one. But the fact that there's a battle between those who profess to be of the Egyptian and Hebrew distraction of thinking and the Greeks would not go along with something that their forefathers told them that was flat. Somebody explain that to me. Maybe I'm dumb. Explain that one.
No, you're not dumb. We just trying to put this puzzle together, bro.
No, no, I'm just using this paraphrase. Remember, man, he's going to archives, man. We got to make the show. This is going to archives. Y'all don't know how much y'all don't realize y'all going to be archived one day because they're going to find this. Think about it. The people saying that the earth is round is the same people that we claim we hate. We claim we hate these people. That's the problem you get. Fuck Copernicus. Fuck Galileo. Fuck Columbus. But yet, this is the thought they gave you. So I like to know how we can wake up each other's third eye. We got to open up by the conversation behind. How is it we overlooking this simple thought? Like, shouldn't we be asking in our schools? See, that's why I love homeschooling, because I ain't have to worry about no, I ain't even gonna name them, teaching kids bullshit. Because if you don't know these two ideologies, you gotta teach both to get the facts. See, if you don't teach both their side and our side, how you gonna
can't
get
the have
facts?
One without the other. That's how polarities
can
work, positive and negative.
Thank you, man. Thank
can
you.
I ask a question?
How we gonna learn?
Can
we don't know both. We can't learn
can
if we don't know
question?
Both. Go ahead, jump in.
Go ahead.
That was the premise of the checkerboard. Good and evil.
Wasn't America at one time almost one of the smartest nations on the planet? Or should I say the wisest because of the education?
Yeah.
But now we're like a third world country. You know, just like
yeah.
what you're saying. They're really
yeah.
driving
and
it coming down.
Something's diabolically happening that even with going on. Now, the man told you, I'm just using this show. Y'all can jump on this all you want. Go to the congressional records, everybody. How many people can say, if we lying or if it ain't factual, why is it in the congressional record? Why would somebody put that in there? That's under Masonic oath. They believe
But like I said earlier about the book, the record, congressional records ain't no good if you don't go read them.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Going back to Malcolm X, he said the same thing. He said, you put all the information that a person could use to free himself in a building and leave the doors open and most people won't enter therein. He's talking about a library. Study and show
wow.
how to prove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing new under the sun.
Hey, Drybones, how about that video you used to play? With that lady talking about the population and whatever, we need to start eating our children. Wasn't that
yeah.
you used to play that video?
Yeah. That's
so,
it.
So just think
that's
about true. That. Even if you're
that's
not eating your children, even if you just
AOC.
Do like...
That's at an AOC convention for climate change. Now, I said to myself, if you claim to change in China, and I'm not for everybody, they call it terraform. I said, let me go look up terraform. This is a group...
How about the war over there in Israel?
Yeah. Oh, hold on. The Iron Dome
blocking their boy. They just really. I mean,
Iron Dome. Thank you, sir.
Most of
thank you, sir.
It's
thank
all back.
Hey, is that not Marvel Comics?
And y'all got war going on.
Tony Stark, before he dies, said he wanted to create a suit of armor to protect the world.
Check that out.
What is? Hey, Drybone. Sister just spoke about Israel and looking at something and India and Israel is in the news right now. Who is the VP and who is her husband?
Yeah.
One is Indian and one is a Jew.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
All I can say is we just put up warning.
What is
Kamala? We talked about Imhoff and Biden.
Her mother is Indian. She's Hindu. Her mother was Hindu.
The whole
and
family,
her
man.
Husband is
Jewish. I looked it up. You looked it up. All y'all looked it up. The family, her father, I mean, her people on her mother's side raised her in the philosophy. They knew how to use black. How you know that? Why is Mahatma Gandhi in front of the so-called Martin Luther King Memorial? We took pictures. No one can answer. Why is he there?
Say it slow, Drybones. Drybones, say that slowly. You're saying it too fast, bro. Say it slowly.
Mahatma Gandhi. And Mahatma Gandhi is behind all this too. Remember, he in front of the Civil Rights Museum.
Was he a barrister? Where was he practicing law at? And did not like the people that he had to live with in South Africa.
South Africa,
he
called them
coppers.
He called them coppers. He said these coppers ain't for me. He almost did a Jesus move. He did a Jesus move. Actually, that's why I said Messiah.
Right.
I'm glad y'all seen this. Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know your vice president, that clip you played earlier, it's funny how she's from the same town Tony's from Oakland, right?
Yeah.
And she's Hindu. And what is the Hindu goddess that they worship in her people's culture is who? Kali.
Kali. Kali, the destroyer.
Yep, destroyer.
Now, how about this? No, Kali is a destroyer. Kali is enough. But how about this
part
right here, too?
Isn't that her middle name or something like that? Doesn't she have a deity middle name? Her middle name is a deity name.
Yeah, she do.
Yeah, her mother's name was Shala, which is I know Kamala is the dark person. I forget what her mother's name is, Shala.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a meaning of goddess, a Devi.
Right.
But
and
how
we,
about
and
this?
Remember,
how about this? Let me just add this. Part right here. I know I'm going to interrupt with y'all going.
Yeah.
But how about
ahead.
What was the first thing out her damn mouth when they said that she is the candidate for vice president? Everybody needs to be chipped. She said that shit. See, so this is the thing. That's what drive on. That's what we're all talking about. It don't matter what an individual say. If you don't know the code, you don't know what the hell they saying. You know,
right,
every
right.
time they try and do something for melanated people, they put a certain title on it. Why should
right.
they do? Well, excuse me, for the melanated people, I did say that right. Why do they have to put a specific title on it instead of doing something for all people? Because if they do
right.
for all people, it'll benefit everybody. As long as they got
but
this thing about the black people, go ahead. I yield.
It's the epigenetics. And seeing that they're recoding those people, not melanated people is what they're looking to chip. And what they're doing is to epigenetics is what is to transfer or to make your code go against itself. Because there's a natural coding that has happened when we look at the whole thing of the human gene. And what they are now in attack on is the human gene, because this is where they're looking at depopulating those of melanated people from non-melanated people, because the non-melanated people are on the decline.
Let's take this premise. Hold on. I got to get in there because we heard the clip. He said that we're going to create and fester white guilt. So basically, if they're able to fester white guilt and they're the ones white, and they're able to fester black hatred toward the white, I mean, I think that's a hell of a thing we should be thinking about. I mean, they don't care about killing white folks.
It's like
you know
the equation plus COVID fear. Add that to the equation, too.
Yeah, now I'm gonna get into COVID fear because we got to. The COVID fear is why if you look at the pictures on our what we have going across for the blog talk, I got Klaus Schwab with the nine justices, and it is that those of you who can't understand that can't help it. If you do understand it, you know what that means. And question is the nine justices. Now they're talking about playing with the planetary. So y'all always talk about a planetary shift. Yeah, y'all be talking that stuff. You don't know it's manifesting on Earth. Because if you add more to Supreme
Justice. As above,
justice,
so below.
Right. If you add more to Supreme Justice, ain't that going to be a shift? Now.
It's part of the reset because
these people are dealing with astrology and planetary movements. They just like we talking. Other than that, but see, we probably the Jedi, if y'all ever watched Star Wars, that are able to see some of these things. But the real people know about the planets. They know about what they're doing. They know that
they're operating. They're operating and we're speculating.
Right. We're speculating. They operate.
Right. But what we're looking at is the astral me, because we are from the cosmic seed. So we are the astral me. That's why you study astrology to study yourself in your alignment with all the planets at the time that you came into an earthly being suit.
Right.
And that's all
now,
that
if we
is.
Came in,
is
now,
that
if
you,
we came in an earthly being, which most people ask themselves, which no problem believing that, oh, that's factually what we've been taught. It seems like it makes sense because I go along with what you say with all that. Now, what if the DNA, which is the problem? Now, I'm going to tell y'all this is what they're saying. Y'all take it or leave it. This ain't me talking. This is the people who got a lot of control over the WEF. They told you what they want. You probably won't even be around if you over 55, 65. You know, they ain't going to worry about you. or us.
Well, I'm 70 plus, Dry Bones, so I
well, they ain't worried
about
you at all. They ain't worried about you at all. You finished it up. Be honest with you.
Damn.
No, I'm just being honest.
That's a lot, Dry Bones.
No. Don't look at me. What? Don't get mad. I'm telling you. In the eye.
No, he messing with you, man. He joking
wow,
with you.
Man,
I'm just saying.
Hey, I got to laugh myself. We're going to miss you, Kwame. We're going to miss you, man. We're going to miss you, Kwame.
That's why, that's why we love you. But I'm just telling you, when a man could be older, just think about the people saying it. Most of the people, Forrest is old. These are old people, too.
I could relate to what Bones is saying because he's saying they're more focused on the younger generation because see we're trying to enlighten them and see by the time it takes them to really come into their own understanding, it's a wrap. We know, but we're trying to tell people like this brother, hey man, if we could open up that third eye, the real third eye, and it could trickle down or people could at least save themselves, then. It will be the benefit of the human race, but see, us trying to interact and enlighten them, it's like we're fighting against, you know, it's like the concrete down there trying to cross the concrete.
Hold on, guys, I got the lady. I got the sister who was in Morocco. I'm about to call down. Y'all keep talking. In Morocco, France, she's going to explain what was going on over there that made her have to flee to come back to where she is at today. Let me call. Go ahead. Y'all jump in, fit in. Let me get her on right now. This is going to be interesting here because I told
what Dry Bones is saying for myself is that I do what I do on these shows is because I got to stop the generational curse and stop being a generation
of thief. You're doing it. That's why we got on the show. That's why Antoinette.
And we
love that.
We appreciate your knowledge.
Yeah.
Always understand it's the reason why they did the COVID during this age of Aquarius.
Sister Sasha, appreciate you joining us this morning. Are you on the air?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Good. I know we had talked briefly. We met by acquaintances. I know you've been to Morocco. You lived there for a substantial amount of years, and you now went to France, and you end up back in America. Just give us at your front how you want to do it. You've been in Morocco for how long? And tell me.
9 years.
How many years?
Okay, so 9. I was living in Marrakesh, Morocco for 9 years.
Wow. And what drove you over there? Because, you know, it's a movement over here that the Moors thing that, you know, the Morocco is the first that gave the United States its history. Did you see that when you went there? Did you feel that vibe when you got there?
Not necessarily. I mean, I think that they respect Americans, but that's all over the world pretty much. By the way, my name is Sasha, and I want to just say hello, good morning to everyone out there, Grand Rising. Hope everyone is well. Healthy and well, and back to Morocco. So you're asking if I felt that connection, that America connection in Morocco. I will say that I did not see a connection per se, but I do feel that overall Americans in general get a certain level of respect just because the world views us as a quote-unquote superpower, even though you and I probably know better than that. The world view of America and American citizens is quite they put us, up on a kind of like a pedestal. So I did see that they like Americans, you know, overall. I've never had any negative experience because of being an American, but I will be quite honest with you. I was always told to say that I was from the Sahara or that I was from, another country, to not say that I was American. That was the advice that I was given by the person that, the family that I lived, closely, with. And so they would always say that I should say that I was from, like, Somalia or from Sudan. that I should say that I was from Sudan and that I was not an American. So that was for my protection, I believe, because of, you know, being over there. I didn't really have any family. I was kind of on my own. So my closest family and friends there that I, you know, that I hung out with, they always told me to say I was from Sudan.
I want to get this clear. And those of you, we're at the top of the hour. Those who could jump off on the internet, go to 515-605-9343. We're going to go as long as we can. But let me just get something. What actually made you go there? Because, you know, that's not, you know, we don't find a lot of our people sometimes saying, I'm going to Morocco. And, you know, what did you have it in your psyche to want to visit Africa? Because people don't realize Morocco's in Africa.
Yes, it absolutely is. Yes, it's North Africa. Yes, it is. That Sahara Desert goes all the way through Mauritania. You can get over to Senegal that way. Like that Sahara Desert goes through Algeria. So the Sahara Desert, yes, that is definitely Morocco. It's North Morocco. Why did I go to Morocco? I actually went because of a friend. I was living in Paris. I had been living in Paris for many years. And I had a girlfriend who was married to an Algerian guy. And the story is basically really short and sweet. They were getting a new home, and the guy wanted to furnish the home with Moroccan decor. Morocco, of course, is known for beautiful artisan decor. They make some of the most beautiful rugs and lamps and just beautiful woodworks. They are known for the tanneries there where they dye leather. They make beautiful leather proofs and all kinds of stuff like that. So this couple that I knew, my girlfriend who's from the French West Indies, was married to an Algerian guy, and they were furnishing their home. And so the guy asked me one day, you know, have you ever been to Morocco? And I was like, no. And he said, oh, okay, well, we gotta do something about that. And I never thought twice about it. I was just coming back from Amsterdam. I was, you know, just living my life normal in Paris. And then the next week, the guy came to my door and handed me an envelope. And I opened the envelope. It was an all-expense-paid trip to Marrakesh, Morocco, for 10 days. And it was non-refundable. He told me that he absolutely would not accept a refusal from me, that I was obligated to go with them. And so so that's what I ended up doing. I ended up actually
Morocco. I want to go to I'll tell y'all later. But this is amazing. Yeah, that's amazing. And you end up there, which is quite a story. Now,
initially when I went there, it was just for the 10 days, and then I met some people there, and I kind of, you know, I sat down. I always say I sat down on the magic carpet, and and the rest is history. I took a magic carpet ride, you know, with Alibaba in the souks, and I just, you know. It was something that I had never experienced or seen before. The culture, the warmth of the people, the food, the spices, the agriculture, just everything about Morocco spoke to me. And so I slowly but surely started taking flights over there, back and forth. And every time I went, I would bring more and more of my belongings with me. And eventually I had, you know, pretty much emptied up my apartment in Paris.
You were part of the assaulted, you know, they also know for harems over there in different parts of those countries. Mm-hmm. So, that's amazing.
Yes.
Let me ask you, because we want to, you know, for sake of time, I know how much time you got, how much you can give me, but I want to make sure we get to what you was, the spice of what you, now, being that you was here for 9 years, a lot of people, I'm assuming that, throughout Africa, is there any type of thing you can tell us how to race them? Because they always say we should be going to Africa. Did you see anything like call us to want to all go? Because your story is unique. It's like, is there like a band, a thing saying bring all you blacks back because reparations? We love you to death.
Well,
you know, we know what happened to you. Did you see any of that?
Well, yes. I will say this to you, North Africa. I don't want our people to get it mixed up that North Africa is quote-unquote Africa, because our Africa, I want to say our Africa would be more like West Africa, Senegal, Gambia, Ghana. That's where we belong as a people. I would not suggest a exodus to Morocco. And I will say this, and then I will leave it alone. Moroccans and my experience with Moroccans, they are a very they're a very close-knit people, and they don't really allow I want to say this so that it doesn't really, you know, I want to kind of say what I want to say, but I want to say it tactfully. So basically, Moroccans are a very close-knit culture of people. Yes. And they will accept you if you, because they do business. They're business people. Especially Marrakesh, Morocco in general, but there's a very poor country. You have to remember that, which most of Africa is. The other thing about Morocco is that they will cater to you if you're spending money. So if you're buying and things, if you are employing them as housekeepers, if you are adopting or, you know, for lack of a better word, their children and, you know, providing things to them, then you're okay. But if you don't have any monetary
interest, right,
then you will see a different face. Okay.
All right. Now, that's fair, because basically what they're saying to me is we take care of our own. Either you deal with us or you get out, like not like here in America where we just let everybody come in and take over.
Right.
Let me ask you about this, because you be of France, and everybody knows France is very kind of you tell us, because I've never been there. I dealt with French through Montreal, but, you know, different clan. What's your take with the French in relationship to Morocco?
Well, you know, the French colonized or was, you know, involved very heavily in Morocco for many, many years. They colonized Algeria. The French are a tough people. They have their hands in most of Africa. The French are pretty rough folks. And I will say that my experience in France has you know, been a good experience. I cannot say anything, you know, negative in terms of my experience living there.
How did they treat the black sister up there? How was that treated? Like?
Well, now again, my experience is going to be a little bit different because I speak English and I'm an American, and that trumps pretty much everything. When you open your mouth and you speak proper English, the game changes. It's a game changer. Whereas a Senegalese or someone from Mali or someone from, you know, another African country, Rwanda or wherever, if you are a quote unquote African, because we're all African, we're all of African descent, but if there is no mistaking the fact that you are an African, then you are going to experience a different type of acceptance, for lack of a better word, from the French. They are.
And you speak French too. You speak French, so everybody.
I speak fluent French. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. Okay, well,
tell your listeners in French, because I know you listen to the internet. Listen to Dry Bones in French for us, please. I would love to hear that. How that sound? Please listen to Dry Bones.
Dry Bones. Okay. Bonjour tout le monde, s'il vous plaît. Si vous avez le temps, il faut que tu écoutes cette station. Ça s'appelle Dry Bones. C'est chaque. Is it every Sunday? Is it every Sunday? Okay. What time is it on?
Okay.
Chaque dimanche à 10 heures le matin, si vous avez le temps pour écouter cette station, il s'appelle Dry Bones. Okay. D'accord. Merci beaucoup.
I like that. Thank you. So now let's get back. Let's get back, because I want you, because I don't know how much your time frame is. But let's go back into that. We know that relationship is kind of rough. We got a lot of history. We got Rwanda. We got a lot of stuff with the French. But let me ask you, because you had it. So as a black person who goes to speak English, we get a different path that we've been told here in America. It makes it sound like we're going to catch hell sometimes. But you really had a good experience, which I can understand. Let's go with the racism that we talked about in these countries. How do you explain racism when most of the population of this continent and France got a huge African population? How's racism involved with that? I mean, is there something like we see here in the United States? What did you see? And then we go on to the COVID side.
Okay, so I don't believe that there is a blatant racism in terms of like, you won't see it per se. It's not in your face, but there are subtle, there's subtle racism. For instance, how can I say? Well, in France, actually, they believe that, everyone, fraternity, égalité, like their whole motto is we are one. And I will tell you that even on documents, administrative type stuff, they don't ask you like America where they ask you black, white, mixed, other, Asian. You just are either French or you're American or you're African or you're – but if you are of France and you are a French national, then you're French. They don't differentiate color, skin color on documents. That's one thing I will say about the French administration. They don't separate you. If you're French, you're French, no matter what color you are or where you came from. So that's a big difference being here in America.
What about the Moroccan side? How's the Moroccan side view? I mean, because being that there's so many Africans there, I don't know if it's true, but it was like when Libya went down, we heard it was a big issue of Libyans not able to come there, even though they're right next door to each other. How did you see that as in the racial pandemic of globalism?
Yeah, for in terms of Morocco, I experienced a little bit of firsthand racism. I have a lot of friends who are from Senegal, and Morocco has a very close relationship to Senegal. The king does a lot of investing. He builds a lot of hospitals. He does a lot of work in Senegal, and it's historically been that way. Even the current king's father had a very close relationship with Senegal. So they don't need a visa to come over to Morocco. They don't need any type of stuff to get across the border, the Senegalese I'm talking about. So they kind of have an open border policy with them. But one thing that I did see firsthand is the treatment of the Senegalese there, and that they are, I feel, and I won't say that it's from Moroccans as on a whole, because I can't speak for, I didn't see all Moroccans do this, but I will say that I saw some direct racism when it came to Moroccan guys and Senegalese women. We would be in the grocery store, and for instance, the guy would just come and get in line in front of us, in front of a Senegalese woman, and tell her, he would say, this is my country, you get behind me, what are you doing here anyway? So I saw that firsthand. Now, I don't want to say that's all Moroccans. I did overhear conversations from time to time where they would talk about, skin color, the darker the color. Obviously Senegalese people are quite dark. So they get it rough, They get it quite rough over there. It's not easy. It's not easy. But they come because it's better than Senegal. The money that they make, the Moroccan dirham, is stronger than the Senegalese money. So even though it's a tough life for them, it's still better than their life in Senegal. And they normally will get that money and send it back.
Right. Now, that's happening everywhere. It's happening here in America. You know that as well. Now, let's get that connection because, of course, U.S. is your base of operation from your beginning. You see things that we hear around the world, like India going into COVID-19 cases. Tell us what you've seen that drove you to come back here to America in so many ways. That is what you've seen, many people have not seen. Tell us your experience, what you've seen.
Well, I will say to you that we started our first lockdown in France in December of 2019. the government announced that we were going to be required to stay indoors. We could go out for 1 hour a day for exercise, and we could do that exercise and grocery shopping. You have 1 hour per day to be out of your home.
Wow.
And it had to be a And you had a maximum of 1 kilometer of distance from your home. So you were not allowed to be farther than 1 kilometer away from your residence. So I went through that, the first one, and then they came back to us and said that the cases were not getting better. It was still quite concerning, and so they decided to do a second lockdown. And when I tell you, like, I actually saw, like, military tanks on the streets. I mean, when I it felt like a new world order for real. Like, it was something out of a movie. Like, when you would go out onto the streets, it was so eerie because it was like a ghost town. Like, I've never seen anything like it. You would be walking down the street, and there would be literally no people on the street, nothing. So it nothing, like nobody. For miles, like you would see very scattered, like one or two other human beings. It almost seemed like an apocalypse, like a movie type
right.
situation.
Wow.
And I was really freaked out. I was like, this is crazy. So I went through that, the first one. I went through the second lockdown, and then they announced the third lockdown. And once they announced that third lockdown, I felt the gyms are closed. Like, everything is closed. Everything is just closed. Nail salons, hair salons, gyms, malls. The only thing that was open, they called it essentials. So the only thing open would be like a gas station or and like a grocery store. And that was it. There was nothing.
You're in another part of Europe. And what about Morocco? How was Morocco treated? Was you involved with their lockdown or just only France?
I was not because, as a matter of fact, I'm not a Moroccan resident. My residency is French, so I didn't have a right to cross their border. Morocco locked down, and they let no one cross that border. If you were not a resident of Morocco or carried a Moroccan passport, they locked it completely down. So no one was allowed over there. So, yeah, my place that is there is still there. I still have a cat there and most of my things. I'm still trying to figure out, eventually how I'm going to get back over there to collect my items and my animals.
Now, think about going through it. Now, let me ask you, because I know you heard about how we talked this, but let me just say this, because you experienced here. Now, you came back here. Yeah, give the audience a comparison of what you've seen there. Is it anything closely to what you can relate to what you see here? Because I know we had it, but, some places have more rougher issues than other areas. And what's your thought on what you see now compared to what you see over there on the other side?
Well, I will say that when I first got here, I flew Paris to Los Angeles. Because that was my base, my home base, for many years. So I went Paris to L.A. When I got to L.A., it still seemed kind of locked down. It still seemed like things, they were wearing masks and stuff like that. But the stores were open. It was nothing like Paris, definitely nothing like Paris, what I had been experiencing, like being completely locked down. So I was a little bit relieved to see that, L.A. was, moving. People were moving around and stuff. But then I left LA. I stayed in LA for about 6 weeks, and then I came to Atlanta. And once I got to Atlanta, I was like, wow, that was like the eye opener. I couldn't believe it. Like, this place was wide open. It was almost like there was no COVID. I just was like, where are the people? Like, the gyms are open, the stores are open, the nail salons are, like, everything is wide open. The clubs are open, people are going out. I was just like, golly. So, I was shocked. I was shocked to find that Atlanta was wide open like that. Yeah,
now,
very, very shocked.
Now, the states, I'm glad you said it, because now this is what we talked about earlier. If you didn't hear the program, these states that are considered to be wide open, region four, states that are also Texas, those of you who are listening in those areas, Texas, we want to see, this is where it becomes, and those of you in, that are seeing restraints now relinquishing in some of your own states, this is where it becomes deep, everybody, if it were possible. Now, what's your, because you've seen a total lockdown. You see military, nobody out, an hour a day. That sounds like prison.
Yeah, prison, exactly. Lockdown, complete lockdown. I mean, you couldn't go out of the house. And I will say at the time I was dating a guy who didn't have documents. He was an undocumented guy from Mali. And so I would have to go out and fend for the food because he couldn't go out on the streets because of the presence of the military and the police. Like you know, the control, the police control, like in French, the word control means to be, it's not interrogated, but si quelqu'un était control, it means like when a cop stops you, he controls you. It means he gets your documents, your ID, your stuff like that. That in French is called control. Right. So it's not the word, it's not a literal translation. I'm right. Sorry?
Yeah, it's the same thing here, because basically this is what the, I don't know how long you've been watching, amalgamated back into the American mindset for a minute by seeing what you're seeing, because you're kind of like shock therapy to come out of complete control, now seeing, wow, residually of control. But do you see what's happening? Do you know, like, for instance, see, Paris is part of America's new philosophy of the Paris Agreement with the climate change. Now, this country went right back to the Paris Agreement. What's your take on what you learn about the Paris Agreement, and what relationship did you see from France? That this is this beloved in France as well?
When you say the Paris Agreement, what are you speaking of? Because I'm not familiar about that.
About the climate control, like this climate control agreement that these countries made to bring emissions down and have different people, different countries do different things. So basically, I mean, are you aware that, okay, for the politics, let's just go with the politics. Were the politics different from what you have witnessed in America compared to both countries? Like, how did you view our politics even worse, better than what you've seen in France and as versus as in Morocco? Did you see ours as being worse or better for both?
Well, I will say, to be quite honest with you, I'm not very political. I don't get caught up in it. I think a lot of it is propaganda. Mm-hmm. I also think a lot of stuff is, you know, we got a lot of puppets and that kind of thing, but I don't want to really go into that, all of that. I'm not very political when it comes to,
right.
I don't get involved because I feel like, you know, the people who are, so quote-unquote, controlling stuff are really not controlling stuff. So I don't really get into it. I think it's a distraction, to be quite honest with you. I think a lot of this stuff is distraction.
But let me ask you that, because, okay, again, you went through seeing a control event, which was like total lockdown. So how you looked at that as being like you were under their control based on the fact that
yes.
You couldn't go out. So how you look upon that type of control based on what you're saying?
Well, you know, I feel like they felt that in order to get this COVID thing, you know, under wraps, that they needed to, first of all, it hadn't been seen in our lifetime. No, we haven't gone through a pandemic like this. So no one, and then, you know, I started getting questions. I was like, well, what exactly is this thing? And if it is killing everybody, you know, why? There were a lot of unanswered questions that I had. And so I just, you know, I kind of felt like, you know, I didn't have a choice, but I was planning an exodus. I was actually planning to go into Africa because they had less cases and they had a very lenient policy. So my plan was to go move on to Africa.
Which country, if you don't mind me asking, which one did you see have a lenient policy in Africa? So that would be maybe a haven for other people to go to. What area was that?
They just were living, you know, normal. And I don't know if it was just because of lack of resources that they weren't wearing masks and stuff like that. But they didn't seem as stressed out about COVID. They just seem like business as usual. They just, you know, they just were living. And then at one point they were saying, which was kind of weird, but there was a big rumor in France. Everyone was talking about Africans couldn't get it, you know, because of the sunlight and because, they were, there was a big debate about, you know, black people and darker people couldn't get it. And there was all kind of these theories going on and stuff. And I was like, you know what? I don't know, but
that would make you turn off from politics because it's such a psychological debate about what you're saying. But I'm going to tell you, I appreciate you taking your time out this morning to come on here and give us a brief analogy of what you've seen firsthand in those countries. And I'm just glad that you're happy to be back at home base.
I'm USA trying to figure out my next move. I'm trying to figure it all out.
Lisa gave you the solitude of mind to be able to do that. So that's a beautiful thing. So we take
That's right.
We don't take that lightly because, man, for you to be seeing what you, see, we ain't seeing what you've seen. You've seen it, and again, that's a thing that we want our people to know that we're all around the world. Four Corner News is what's happening, man. Appreciate you, Sasha.
Yeah.
Look forward.
You're so welcome. Yeah. Take good
Thank
care.
You so much,
Thank
sir.
You.
Thank you so
okay.
Much.
Okay.
We're about to
Bye-bye.
To happy hour, everybody. I want y'all thoughts. Live report from what's going
on. Wow.
So, hey,
you know what, bro? Man, it's like after hearing that, though.
Go ahead, bro. Let him go first, bro.
I was going to say quickly, after hearing that what happened with her experience in France, I ain't got shit to complain about here. At least we could go outside. Even the mayor was talking that bullshit. I mean, people still did what they wanted to do anyway. You can't lock over here. You see, the good thing about all this thing in terms of context of this conversation, let's just say America's the last stand. If America goes, there goes the whole globe is what I'm trying to say.
Obviously. Go ahead. Jump in. Go ahead. Jump.
I agree with him because that's what I said. Like, that it was a whole display, the event of apocalyptic type feeling that she's saying that you go outside, there ain't nobody out here. You know, this Caucasian kid that on TikTok, he said the same thing. He go out there, ain't nobody out here in France and in Paris. It's just like, where did all the people go?
Can I add something? You know, listening to the sister, right? I think I was watching a clip of Young Elizabeth, and it had a whole bunch of Moroccan soldiers giving her a salute. And when I saw that picture, I caught a flashback. And what she was saying now, as far as the Moroccan view, we have to also understand that they have been colonized, and they are colonized, and that they take on a Eurocentric view as far as color as pertaining to people of darker nature. And they've been gone and is gone. And like she say, in the West, Yoruba land, Nigeria, those are folks that are considered true Africans or just living somewhat of a normal, decent life and spiritually, mentally, and not being shaken by the colonization of the divvying up of or the motherland going back to the Belgian Conference. And that's what I saw when she was speaking.
And what I'd like to add to it is interesting that it's very interesting, bruh. If you look at the world wars, where did they capitalize at, or should I say, where did every – once they got this landmass right here, they didn't have no problem going throughout the world attacking all the rest of Asia, all the rest of the melanated nations, once they got control of this one. Isn't that amazing? So that really demonstrates that America, Turtle Island, whatever you want to call it, was always the empire, just like the pyramid and the pyramids here in the Americas, even the pyramid in the Grand Canyon is older than the pyramids in Africa. So it really demonstrates that this landmass right here has always been supreme, and that's just like what you're saying. They trying to lock down this country. They trying to lock down this land, but they can't do it because of the mindset, the vibration of the people. One more thing. Even, like you said, Marvel Comics, that might be another reason why they're trying to put these chips in us, because of the fact that maybe we are aliens. Maybe we might activate and become like Superman, you know. Bet you didn't think of that, Dry Bones. Bet you didn't think of that.
But, you know, Dry Bones. Yeah, I mean, I'm grateful that you brought her on, because that was a great point she talked about, the Algerian and how their culture chose to be bonded together because of what happened during the Franco Wars.
Right.
And, you know, white skin, black skin, white mask, Frantz Fanon, the black psychiatrist. And he was there, and that's where he did the studying of what happens to the black mind when colonizers try to colonize a people that are unified. And that's why he said in that each generation out of relative obscurity must either fulfill its mission or we will perish. And that was the part in what they still have that strong bond of unity as a people. The Moroccans, the Algerians, all the North Africa, because the French was colonizing and attempting to colonize and break that unity of people. And she just gave an excellent presentation on the unification of that is still there to this day.
Like I said before, there's a different group of people that's come here. I don't know what they're telling them. I got to the point where I talked to so many people, and I mean, I'm almost amazed. I mean, this is me talking. I talk to everybody, Pakistan, you name it. I don't give a damn. India, we have a multitude of people. I look at the enthusiasm in their eyes. They act like they love this shit more than me. I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. I said, wait a minute. How they love it more than me? And I start thinking about it for a long time. I said, man, it's amazing how they don't have the same view I got of this place, because we homegrown. Like, remember the best weed was homegrown. If y'all don't remember those days when homegrown was put in place, people had garbage bags of homegrown weed back when I was growing up. And I said, damn. And they always said homegrown. I said, man, you know, but the homegrown people under this plan, now I got to play this for everybody, all who listening, particularly you, who have been deemed as white supremacists. I told you, you wasn't going to get away. I might could not get you, but you're going to be mad when you find out your own is about to get you.
Social change is due on this continent. Social change is coming whether you like it or not. Social change is coming whether you are prepared for it or not. And technocracy is the means by which you can prepare yourself so that you can decide whether you want science or chaos. Thank you.
In the modern world, power is held by politicians and business people who work together to maintain the status quo, so that politicians retain power and plutocrats retain wealth. They do this in plain sight, but it doesn't have to be this way. There are a number of different power structures, many of which proven to work throughout history, although one of the most interesting alternatives is entirely theoretical. In a technocracy, power is still held by an elite, not an elite of plutocrats, not an elite of aristocrats, but an elite of technocrats. Experts in science and technology. The government would be run by engineers and scientists who can apply the scientific method to solve real-world issues. Instead of electing career politicians, a small group of intellectuals would be chosen to lead us. They would focus on efficiency, what practically works, and the concept of morality may become obsolete. And it's that detail which has people worried. The claim that technocracy can replace morality, it makes technocracy sound more like Orwell's nightmare than a realistic system. We can't know for sure because no such system has ever been established, but there have been attempts to establish a technocracy, and many still advocate for it today. The Great Depression was the most devastating economic depression in modern history, and it followed the biggest ever stock market crash. Once prosperous neighborhoods were thrown into poverty. In some cities, industrial activity came to an absolute halt. International trade fell by 50%. Millions of people lost their jobs and found themselves starving on the streets. It was in the 1930s when conditions were at their most miserable and millions were at their most desperate that a strange group of people emerged. These people promised an end to the widespread suffering in North America. They were called Technocracy Incorporated, an incorporated social movement advocating for the establishment of a technocracy. Huge crowds were attracted to their public meetings, and there was a feeling revolution was nearing. The technocrats were radical to their core. They argued against the existence of their own country, instead advocating for the unification of all North and Central American states into one single technocratic nation, a utopian superstate to match the Soviet Union. From Colombia to the North Pole, national governments would be replaced by a massive technocrat bureaucracy. And if that doesn't sound ambitious enough already, remember Canada was part of the British Empire at the time, and it wasn't going to give up colonies without fighting. By 1933, there were groups of technocrats across the United States and Canada, some proposing ideas openly, while others planned violent revolution, just like how the Soviet Union was established. But the technocrat revolution never happened. In 1940, the movement was banned in Canada after they objected to British involvement in World War II. After the war, they never regained momentum, and the dream of technocracy is now largely forgotten. People all over the Western world are mad at the establishment. They see career politicians making cheap short-term policies that win them elections. Politicians seldom plan for the long term, which is why short-term offers hold more clout in diplomatic negotiations. With this in mind, and the inevitable decline of the West, people are once again calling for technocracy. It doesn't need to be part of a greater utopian vision. Any leader who derives power from technical expertise is a technocrat. But in a real technocracy, leaders wouldn't be democratically elected. There were some parts of the Soviet Union where technical experts were chosen as leaders. And today, East Asian countries are moving more in that direction, especially China. Pragmatism and efficiency are highly valued in China's political system, and it's a communist dictatorship. You'll find that Western politicians have law degrees, but Chinese politicians tend to have degrees in science and engineering. If you ask me, China already is a technocracy. In 1990, it was found that 80% of high-level politicians within China had studied science or engineering. Technocratic China will soon dominate the democratic West, but that's a whole different video.
Now you ask yourself, Angel Dust music, man. Y'all better quit listening to that shit. That's Pixie Dust. The hell is that? I'm like, damn.
Hey, you know Klaus Schwab was an engineer, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm better than Ryan. I came to Pixie like, today. That shit. Like, what the hell is that they playing? Wait.
No, Klaus Schwab is an engineer.
Oh, my goodness.
And then when you're talking about you... And you talk about let's fast forward to today. Okay, Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, throw Bill Gates up in there too. And it's like you got to ask the question, okay, the TV is telling you, well, the government is making all these moves, they're doing this and doing that, but behind the scenes, who's really calling the shots? Just like what happened yesterday, now all of a sudden it was Walmart, Trader Joe's and Target said, okay, now the vaccinated people can come into the stores now. They don't have to wear their masks. But here's the thing, though. Who's really calling the shots? Is it actually the governors and mayors or these goddamn corporations? Who's really running the show?
Yeah. Well, jump in. I want y'all to jump in. I got to play one more because at 1 o'clock we go out. The lights are out, so y'all be talking without the board. So go ahead. Jump in.
Well, how about this, Dry Bones? How about this? When that flood happened down there in Louisiana, in the Ninth Ward, what was in the military bases? Kentucky Fried Chicken, all them casinos. Yep. They was waiting for the people to die so they could make that place, you know, it was in the early 1900s.
Man.
Wow.
What did them boats call with that big propeller in the back? Wow. That's what they was planning to do. Look at how many times they flooded that place. The corporations run the world. You know, Oppenheimer, who made the rockets and all of that stuff. Lockheed Martin, all of them, they the power brokers. They're the ones. So he's right. But overall, we really need to start looking at how important this landmass is and how we need to take responsibility and come together so we can fix this shit. Because if every other place is chaos and anarchy, and here is basically peace besides prejudice, you know, it shows what this land really is, that we are
our
ancestral land that we're living
in. I'm going to tell you this. Don't believe in me. I think more people, and I think more people are waking up, because see what happened is, don't get mad at everybody, but see, I told you, Trump and them is a Masonic game. It's like a game. Look at this as a board game. They gave you 4 years to hear the term fake news. They gave you 4 years to hear oxycodone. They gave you 4 years to hear this was a hoax. They gave you 4 years to hear to build on what was less than a greater than. And you figure that, you know, the sum of the total was you had the choice. So they seen what you would go for through algorithms. They knew. This is like gambling at Las Vegas. This is Vegas. Facebook was designed from Vegas algorithms for junkies to gamble. I'm not making this up. I watched it on their own documentary. And if it was made up, I was
saying, gambling in Illinois now is one of the worst, largest revenue and marijuana sales. How does that happen?
How's that happen?
But what you
go ahead. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
Racing Technology, good book, Wuha Benjamin. The technology is when they created that, when you used to go to Walmart and you put your hand under the thing, it wouldn't turn on the water when you put your melanated side up, but when you turn your hand over, it'll turn on. That's the algorithms that they have created to put racism into technology, even with facial recognition.
That's right. They did that. Yes, that's a fact. No doubt about it.
Right.
Racism,
we've moved from is Jim Crow to Jim Code.
Jim Crow was the
black codes and all of that.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
you've got Jim Codes. You've got the coding and the algorithm that have been put into for the technocrats to create the racism, because they are the ones who's creating it. The Silicon Valley are mostly the melanemic people who create the codes and the algorithms to create this technocratic world.
And let's be honest, I'm not saying that something, but I mean, when you hear a person come on and tell you from their own words, that's even more frightening to me, because we could all debate this, but they made it crystal clear that we're going to technology. I mean, there is a
thing. And that's what they use, crystals.
Yeah.
Crystals is what is used to make the technology.
That's why I love y'all. Boy, you ain't amazing. But hold on. They show us in the movies, brother. I love how y'all talk. Everything is infinity crystals, these are crystals, but how they
infinity stone. They're really talking about your chakras.
Yeah, but if you got the power to bring chakra levels to a different dimension. Now, y'all said something earlier. Now, I'm going to play this for y'all, because I asked y'all this question. Many of y'all... I want everybody on this line to answer this question that y'all going to hear. If
uh-oh.
I was to give you the brain chip and your ability to see better, hear better, fuck better, eat better, do everything better.
Like a $6 million man.
I just want to know, because, I mean, you ain't going to answer. I'm going to let y'all know, because, see, y'all act like this ain't going to happen. Now, as we get older, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen to the older crowd. I'll be looking up stuff. See, people say, oh, you look up crazy shit. I do. I look up crazy shit. I look up shit motherfuckers want to turn into. Do you know that they actually have no problem shooting human DNA into everything right now? Everything is being shot with the human DNA. Black, for sure. White, Asian. But it's a lot of chemical. And you can't take nobody out of this equation, y'all. I want y'all to know, I watch this. I love Geo. If y'all ain't watched the Geo channel, play everything. I watched Five on the Black Hand Side the other day. And I was in tears. I love that movie. That was a great movie.
What you're speaking on about the DNA, that you, and this is for the vegans, that they are now putting animal DNA and human DNA into plant life to see how that they can make this activate together.
Right.
So that means is that if you vegan and you eating some hybrid vegetables that's got animal DNA in it, that takes away your being a vegan.
Yeah, but hold on, because that's a term. I mean, I'm glad you said it, because, again, I don't mind really, after watching The Food That Made America, I mean, Kellogg was one who came up with this vegan shit. Y'all look it up. Don't blame me. Yeah. Kellogg came with that. Kellogg decided he was supposed to be regimented and exercise and all this shit. And, you know, he comes up with this vegan stuff, and we don't know who the vegan philosophy came from. Now, I know, sister, if you still listen, those people eat lamb in Marrakesh. They eat meat. They eat vegetables with the meat, all kind of shit. Now, the Ethiopians, y'all love the Ethiopians. They ain't eating all vegetables. But the thing with me is, I think this is amazing.
They drop on.
I'm going to get jump in. But you tell me, y'all tell me. Is this not... I mean, we're battling over food now, so is food weaponized that the vegans now going to fight the meat eaters? I mean, how that work? Go ahead, jump in.
That's another division war. Why did they do that? I mean, that's falling in place of the depopulation.
Right. You said Soylent and Green. Go ahead, jump in, bro. Your lines are open.
Yeah, my point is this. Okay, the true people of the Helios Biblios, the term isn't Christian, it's Essenes. They're Essenes agnostic. They were vegetarian. They ate carob. That's like they said about John the Baptist. He ate locusts and honey all his days. Locust is a pod that grows on trees, you know. And it says he gives you seeds. He gives you, what he said, let your medicine be your, no, something about he gives you seeds for food.
Right, right. Say with me, don't go nowhere. Now, I'm going to say this. Now, y'all answer the question, because I've been saying this, and I have yet to see, from what I see, I ain't that bright. But everything looks like it got a seed beginning, if I'm not mistaken. It looks like everything is a seed. Is that not... Science.
Well, it's supposed to have a seed, but when you go to the store and see seedless watermelon, don't eat that shit.
Right. So again, it's supposed to have a seed. Now, again, I say the same thing what you're saying, so I see seedless watermelon. I'm just like y'all. I'm like, well, damn, where did this hybrid fruit come from? Now, then you start looking at different fruit. Ain't certain fruit hybrid? They cut into a certain thing to make different fruit. So I said, well, who taught this shit?
How do they make a hybrid? That's the question. Well, because what
question.
They have
right.
to do is take right the
alien
thing
technology.
You have to is what you do is the frequency of gold. Because when you attach gold to a gene,
nobody on this line
cloning it.
What you're saying, Brother Kwame, is that, he said the seed is alienated. Somehow, there's got to be, if it's something to say hybrid, that means an alien force or alien particle is implemented into making it from what it naturally is. So if this
like hybrid cars.
Right. Because even though people say hybrid cars, you still got to produce electricity so you can look up. But we're not thinking like that. So how are you going to have a hybrid car without some type of energy source? And I hope y'all know the energy source for electricity is a what? Do y'all know why they want to kill coal?
Human body.
No. Your body can't create the energy to create the car. Unless they could, if you want me to harvest you. You want me to harvest you to create the energy, or you want to get coal? Which one you rather have?
Okay, well, the reason why I said that is because just like back in the day, the alien flying saucers and things like that, they would control them by rubbing their hands over crystals. Going back to Eric and Dry Bones and Rob's Ben. But see... Some say that the seeds are still in these hybrid
fruits. I got a problem
fruits.
With crystals. Yeah, I agree with you. But
okay,
I'm not
going to this, this is another point to a Dry Bones. Well, let me just say this and then I yield.
No.
Remember how they put our family farmers out of business in the South?
Right.
They use those determining seeds. You got to go to the government to get the grant.
Monsanto.
The government says, in order for you, that's right, Monsanto seeds, but Monsanto's not the, well, it is a branch on the low of the government. What I'm saying is the government said, in order for you to get this grant, you got to use our seeds. Now, our seeds was Monsanto seeds, okay? Now, to use those seeds, you yield the crop, but it destroys the soil an inch. Now you need a 2-inch or a 2.5-inch tiller. So you got to go back to the government because all of that stuff
was,
you know, $5,000, $10,000.
So if you don't have the money. Hold on, y'all two talk.
Just let me finish.
But yeah, let me finish.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Let me finish. And
what else has Monsanto been doing? They've been cataloging and patenting all natural vegetation. So therefore, just say, for example, their martial law didn't go into effect, then the case would be, okay, if that doesn't work, in order for you to have vegetables, you have to buy seeds from Monsanto. If Monsanto finds out that you have heirloom seeds, since they have a patent on the seed, even though naturally it's illegal, they can sue you and take your farm.
They did that.
Right?
Hold on. Everybody. Who did they do that to? They did that to India a while back. Indian farmers were committing suicide. Indian farmers were going berserk. And how many African farmers? Now, I want you to know, he ain't said nothing. That ain't facts. The facts show that we didn't not pay attention to that because guess what? You don't know who your food is.
It didn't happen to us.
Right. No. Nothing happened to us. Our food supply is not. Now, here I want y'all to jump. We're going to jump into another dimension right quick. See, your food supply is what showed to you that you can go, they can starve you with the colonial name, Colonial Pipeline. How dumb can we be?
There's a farmer that says that there is an event of 100 days of the food to be hijacked, meaning that it's going to be extremely high to buy, which is going on now. And he said this event is going to go on for 100 days. He said that he's one of those farmers that knows he has to protect himself and his family. So basically,
I don't have a problem. Hold on.
But what we're talking about is the hybriding, and the brother's right about the Terminator seed. But what happens with the Terminator seed is because it pollinates, you might be growing vegetables that are from heirloom seeds, but it will pollute your vegetables and kill that vegetable. And then so what happens is that they begin to use the natural order to do this. But when you go back to fossil fuel, what is it? Okay, it's fossil. Okay, a fossil, then under the pressure of earth creates coal, which is coal is used to create energy. But if you keep coal under the pressure, the hardest stone and the hardest crystal
diamond,
is a diamond. And that's what
diamond,
that is what
diamond.
Makes that's what coal is makes the next
diamond. Makes the crystal. It makes the crystal. Thank
makes
you.
To a diamond.
That's what Kanye and Jay-Z said a long time ago, diamonds are forever.
Now here we go again. That's why I say facts do matter. I know we like to look at one group, but the group wearing the most diamonds is the Chinese. And so here we go again, been taught the wrong enemy in some of these. Because when you have a war, if you're as great as our people is, you're getting inundated from all shores. All
they dry bones.
In entities, so you can't. Hold on, I'm gonna,
I heard
you can't tell me y'all don't know that even if America's great, it still is under attack. Regardless, and the biggest attack is from within. The biggest attack is from within.
The enemy from within.
Yeah.
Right. Now let's go here. I want to say this first.
You,
Jane.
Go ahead.
Elon Musk's father, he had a patent lock on all the emeralds and stones, basically on the planet. Elon Musk asked, so that's where Elon got his money from.
Mm.
Wow.
Check that out.
And,
check that out.
Now, hey, I'll tell everybody, don't believe him, don't believe me, Google it, you know.
Google it. Google, yeah. Baby.
Go ahead.
Nah, it's, I'm just saying, they're one trick pony, bro. I mean, see, this shit is subtle. Look at what the Ashkenazis do. They don't fight. They keep their calm when they're talking to other people. But look what they control. They control Hollywood. They control the music industry. They control the Federal Reserve.
No, they
George
fight.
Washington
no, no, no,
gave
they fight.
Them sovereignty. George yeah. Washington gave them sovereignty once he was ordained president of the Corporation of the United States. See, now, I know how you feel about that Moore science and stuff like that, but Moors mean love. You say, me amor, that means love. But it's not necessarily about
yeah.
the mindset
of people. That's not what I'm talking
people.
About. The Moor got good and evil. See, my thing is, it could have been good and it could have been evil. And what we see
what
today
is
the most that we see. That's why I put this show out. False prophets have arrived. I asked everybody, give me a prophet that y'all, grandmama told y'all, or whatever, that did anything that would make us come out of this dilemma. And everybody
Reverend
Ike. I asked it earlier. See, I know. See, one thing about these shows, they're going to say he asked the masses questions. It's algorithms. It's all about asking questions. See, y'all ask me questions, but I put the people on to answer your questions. If the man told you in 1909, way before many of you was even born, that yes, we're going to put a racial program together called a 10%. And we're going to make blacks look like they got a lot of shit. This is what the man say. Does that not look like what we're doing today? Wait, we got a lot of shit, but do we? I'm guessing because by Miami-Dade standards, man, y'all know. Y'all come to Florida. Y'all Florida beautiful. Y'all know who got the money down here in South Dade. Don't play with me.
Come on, man.
But see, that's
drive
the program.
On.
They got
drive
a lot
on.
Of, lot of most, not all black people, most people, like with the music and entertainment, vibrating on material wealth. Shit,
but
that don't mean nothing.
Said.
Money,
my
cars, clothes, hoes,
you
know.
They are serving the individuals that's the puppet masters. Who owns the music industry? Who created gangster rap?
Flick out money to the strippers. They are online teaching their kids how to make the money.
But they're using the call to women.
I'm
going
to
use women.
How to flick money out to the strippers.
Think about it.
Let's go back to your book,
Drybone.
Let's go back to your book. It said the angels of the Lord looked at the women of the earth and seen that they were beautiful, right?
Right.
Uh-oh.
Thank you.
Uh-oh.
What that mean to you? What that mean? That's stripping. We're going to take these hoes over. Now, all I'm going to say to y'all is, y'all know this is what's happening, but y'all don't want to put the alien component in because the psyche of our people have hated to hear the word alien. They can't stand it. That's why all illegal aliens
and the
are
word
illegal.
Lies in the word alien.
Yeah, yeah. Because think about it. Everybody who say that, did you hear what the sister said earlier? I'm gonna bring it to fruition. The sister said that the Moroccans was close knit. You had to be close knit. Ask yourself about your black locale. Is it close knit or is it letting everybody?
Hell no.
Thank
Hell
you.
Hell no.
You ain't even into the African DNA. How could you be in the African DNA? Let's break this bullshit down today. Everybody talking about DNA. Okay, if you're in the DNA, let's be real. If you're in the DNA, why is it that one group say, let's you service us only? Ain't that what the Jews say? Let you give us everything, the contracts. How could somebody move into a black neighborhood under the guise of civil rights and let every immigrant, which is now called illegal alien, which you should be scared of, and say, this was our land. But you don't have enough respect to keep people out your land who violated. Now, you let the white man in, supposedly. That's what y'all claiming. That's a lie. There was niggas that came over from over there, just like she said. The Moroccans came with the Libyans, came with South Africa, came with all of them.
Men of Musa came over here. They seen that all of them was already over here. That's why he never went back. He seen said, oh, shit, this looks just like home.
Hey, I don't know. You Kwame know the answer to this question, but didn't Bill Russell, when he was playing for the Celtics back in the day, didn't he say, like, when he moved out in the suburbs of Boston, they practically chased his ass out of there because he was black? They didn't give a fuck about him being no basketball player.
Bill Russell said it. A bunch of them said it them days. But guess what? You see, yesterday, y'all, I watched the Hall of Fame because, you know, I really loved a lot of – I'm a sports person. That was a great, great event to me to see all the good people I love. But you know what? If you look at everything, ain't it crazy? Look how they bowed down to Bell. They all had – they all been COVID shot. They all got COVID tested. They all go through the protocol, and yet they had masks on. That means they are part of the masquerade.
Wow.
And of course
George Benson.
All of it. Yeah. George was bad as hell. I mean, think about it. It's the masquerade. Now, we at the 1 o'clock hour. We are on now. We are on. So we're going to talk. I couldn't say a lot of shit here, but let me tell y'all something. The show over with. Y'all think, because I know we know a lot on this program. Thank you. I love all y'all. But they know you know. So guess what? They know you know. You got to be careful now of who and what and how you conduct yourself through this thing, because they're going to create new vaccine, underground passports. Florida is a pirate state. Georgia is part of us. Georgia is our capital, Atlantis. I don't see why. You don't think the pirates know where Atlantis was at? I mean, y'all got to be tripping hard if you can't figure this one out. The man said it's Turtle Island. What the hell is a turtle? Ain't it the Fabians? Slow. We snap hard. Brother, you listen to me? I got all y'all in.
Mm.
Y'all listening? Slow and snap hard.
A snapping turtle.
Yeah, a snapping turtle. Yeah.
Longest living animal.
Yeah. Y'all, it's slow, but it's so methodical. It's one of the oldest species. It's one of the oldest species on the planet.
The nickname of the University of Maryland, the Terps.
They were at time a political party. They were represented by the turtle. They do things incrementally, and when they strike,
North Carolina. Look at the names of them. They're the turtles. The Turricans. The Turricans and all that stuff. Turpican. I mean, this is a – let me let y'all know. Each state is a Masonic affiliation. They're sovereign. They're going to activate all sovereign abilities to the governors. The governor is either going to sell us out or not. DeSantis, you better look up his name. I'm very nervous about what's going on here.
Thank you, DeSantis. Thank you.
Yeah. DeSantis, all these names – I told you they're going to do some things in each of your states, each of your regions. Y'all better
Gretchen up in Michigan.
That Michigan governor, the woman, Hansel and Gretel, y'all better be careful of her. I told you earlier, they already put the program. I didn't say it, but I'm going to say it now because I didn't want to say it online. Look, those of you in Region 5, I'm going to tell you what they did. I never heard nobody tell me this. I went on this line and said, look at this up. 1.3 million contracts to Detroit Employees Solution Corporation are between 50 to 55. Just look, they don't need a bunch of people. All they're going to do is hire 50 to 55 additional city employees. Look what they're going to do. Look what they say. The team will be used to strategy similar to what Detroit used to promote the 2020 census. It will go door to door to pressure all citizens and residents who are of the age of 16, that's 7, to get vaccinated with the COVID virus. This is in Detroit. They're going to hire 55 to 50 people.
What Super Bowl did we just have, bruh? What Super Bowl did we just have?
In Florida. Yeah, what about it?
50-55.
Right.
I've been seeing that number for the whole year. That's a 10, 1-0. We're talking about the binary codes, the ones and the zeros.
If you think I'm making this up, it's called the Detroit Employment Solution Corporation. They've been told to hire 50 to 55 people. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I said, wow. I read this,
That's the OG. This, I mean, you can't even imagine. Sometimes you can't. You just have to let this one go. You say, I can't even get into this. This too frightening. To promote door to door, to pressure you into receiving at 16. Because at 16, they're going to cut off your umbilical cord. I know you don't believe me.
Well, bro, we're talking about population control. What you were saying earlier about the situation with the water up there and then with the Kellogg's. Kellogg's is up in Michigan.
Yeah. Kellogg's.
Thousands of people up there have been catching cancer up there. My daughter's mother was from up there. She died from cancer at her early age. Ain't no accident, bro.
Ain't no accident. Kellogg's, if y'all didn't watch the food that, even if you don't believe in what white folks, if you didn't watch the food that made America on the History Channel, just to see what you've been eating for years, who was the foundation, show me that you probably are cloned already. If you don't care what they cloning you with, how you going to fight it?
And look at the food company, Kraft. Kraft, look at the word Kraft with a K.
Thank you. Super Bowl champion Kraft family. And now I'm going to say this. I don't have proof, so I'm going to say it first and foremost. So, you know, it's fact. But how do we not know that Tom Brady ain't on a cloning eugenics program to keep himself? Because
he's an algorithm, right.
He is married to Giselle. And look up the word Giselle in witchcraft. That's all I'm going to say. I ain't going to say no more.
Uh-oh.
Y'all on the line. The
I don't know. What she got in that vagina to make him play the
like
cologne?
All I can like say is we told a lot of people that.
Woo!
Yeah, I mean, all I'm going to say is what's happening. It's a fact. Facts show that we've been talking about this all week. All week long, everybody been saying the same story. Yeah, no one talked about how, first of all, no one mentioned that the gun laws after these so-called, if Biden went straight to the guns again recently after what took place.
Right.
All the gun people been shot was white. And y'all ain't even aware of it. Not all of y'all.
Oh, boy.
They white, everybody. Now, here's where it gets crazy. They told you we going to kill a service. See, this is all math. That's why Brother Eddie was talking about numbers. The book of numbers that's in your Masonic Bible is the book of numbers. Whether you understand it ain't my problem no more. That's your problem. That's why I say know yourself. If you know you ignorant, you only know that, not me.
And when we talk about the word ignorant, that's mean people, you choose to ignore the facts.
That's just plain and simple. So I can't be responsible for that. That ain't my responsibility. I feel total no problem talking shit. Got that right. Ain't my fault. The cosmic law said that to me. Is it my fault through cosmic law? If y'all talk all this cosmic universal shit, then I'm ordained. Because I ain't said shit. You ain't said shit wrong. Who at fault? Not me and you. The people who ignorant.
Mm.
They at fault. And because it could be your family member, your cousin, your mama, your daddy, all that, that's where the problem becomes pragmatic. Because
right.
That's where it comes to pragmatic. See, this is how you have to know the strategy of the game here. We be talking about traceable and all that. It's chess. Do I get a high blood pressure, anxiety attack, where I go to the grave earlier than people who are ignorant? That's the question you better ask yourself.
Ooh. Didn't Denzel Washington tell Ethan Hawke that in Training Day?
Yeah.
This ain't checkers.
This ain't checkers. Yeah. I'm trying to live. You want to play checkers and get a high blood pressure attack. You already should know. Everybody on the line should know already. The people is dumb. Your own galactic Bible told you this. It said, I did not come for lost sheep, but only for the lost sheep, because everybody's lost, obviously. Ain't that what they say? But the law, he made a distinction with the law of Israel. But once you know that ISIS, Ra Elohim, what that really means, ain't no real Israel. That's a cult that's practicing. Because a cult can't claim land. I don't even understand how y'all can even see this. A cult, and I'm not even that bright. The cult can't claim land by a Balfour Agreement. But the bankers can. And that's
ooh, follow the money. Follow the money.
Yeah, follow the money. That's it. Ain't no need to try to figure out why we got bad 401ks, because you never went to the meeting to find out why. So you lying to yourself. That's why the brother asked about the Messiah. That's why you're going to be slain, because the Messiah figure didn't even know his enemies. Ain't that strange? You're the Messiah. I don't know Judas is your enemy. Ain't that strange? I'm the Messiah, all known.
Ooh, so that's why they put out the Judas and the Black Messiah movie, huh?
Oh, shit.
This ain't no accident, bruh. I'm telling you. Timing.
You don't know who your enemy is now. You so dumb, Judas could even betray you. That's really crazy.
And Fred Hampton's enemy is sitting right now in the Senate. He's still here. They kind of put that in the movie, but a lot of the younger people didn't catch it.
Because the older just
Hollywood, you can't depend on Hollywood to tell you your history and your story.
Right,
you
right,
can't
right.
do
That's
it.
That's our fault. That's our fault. Because I played the clip. The dude, Fred Hampton, said he would never go with the weather on the ground. That's what Antifa is and BLM and Black Lives Matter is. I'll play that next week. If not next week, soon. I'm letting you know straight up that you've been warned by the real black leaders. You didn't give a damn. Fred Hampton went to jail, died, kicked, shot, everything. Told you, we ain't with y'all going to get massacred. They had told him earlier in the game, we need your people to be the fire keg. Now, what real man want to sacrifice his whole family to watch other people benefit? Not your family. Now, what? Ask yourself this, all y'all who do this. I'm making a plane, and I'm going to the craft. How are you going to tell me as people believe in what you say? You want to sacrifice our people, their land, their neighborhood, their zip codes, to get what? And your brother asked me questions, but see, I can answer with the other. See, I don't even have to answer. I gave you the white folks to answer it. They answered it for you. They said, what's what we plan to do? Now, if you ain't got enough sense to figure that out, can't be blamed for that either. So I'm cool. I ain't got no problem. So what I give.
But what made Fred Hampton so dangerous, a lot of people don't want to look at the fact that he was trying to unite black and white people.
Right.
But that still went over a lot of people's heads.
Because the first rebellion of the Civil War, everybody, because I know how people don't look up nothing, really. That's what scares me. The first rebellion was what? The Whiskey Rebellion, where blacks and whites was indentured together as slaves. They wanted to fight back. That's just human nature. And the blacks and the Irish started fighting together, and they created a rebellion, and they had to halt that. And then when they came back, guess what they did? White supremacy came. White supremacy said, how do we stop our own at this point for coming against us? Because obviously human nature going to come against us anyway, because no one likes to be ruled over by tyrants, do you? And so when the black and